Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
And this is Jeff Ellis for Tuesday, August 17th, 2010.
This is a invigorating, revitalized Steven Miranda, Jeffrey.
You are on fire.
En fuego, although the legs are really sore today.
Yeah, well, you know, something funny happens when you try and get your body into the shape that's not a pear or a triangle.
Yes, yes. The shape I thought I had chosen was a triangle, but no, I'm going against the triangle.
You're going for human.
Yes, yes.
Maybe as Michelangelo.
As I continue to walk around the Rose Bowl every morning, really early, by the way, you should join me.
I prefer to be asleep at that hour.
I see. You know, I look at the people watch. I like the people watch.
I know, and I don't.
People watching is fun. And, you know, people pass me, and I was like, man, I hope I'm not that big.
I always like the reality check, and I need somebody by me. It's usually one of the kids. I'm like, do I look like that?
Yeah.
Do I look like that guy?
Yeah.
And the kids are honest. They're like, yeah or no, you know, and it's like, okay, yeah, so you try and dial it in, because whenever anybody looks in the mirror, they never have a very accurate assessment of their own self.
I have an accurate assessment now.
Okay, well, that's important.
Yes.
I don't know how you're getting that without asking anybody.
I'm asking people.
You could have asked me a long time ago, and you've never asked me.
I don't want your opinion.
What does that mean?
There you go.
What does that mean?
Just leave it at that.
Wow. I don't want your opinion?
You think I
don't love you?
Lots of NFL news. The San Francisco 49ers have another running back as one departs.
Oh, man. I left camp a day early.
We'll get into that.
Camp a day early.
We'll get into that information. Eli Manning gets like he was in a horror movie.
He got cracked up, and I called the number of stitches it would take to repair that tear.
I missed it by 4. I said 8.
I gave it a window. I said 10 to 12, and it was 12 stitches.
I said 8 stitches, dude.
And I said that the cut was 3 inches long. Because in one of the wipings of the blood, you could see the gash.
Yes. And then more blood just coming right out.
Did his manliness index increase for you? It did for me a tiny bit. He's got blood all over his face, and he's not whining.
Yeah. No.
His manliness went up for me. I'm sorry. It doesn't make him a contender in the Giants, in the Jeff Ellis, who's going to get the love. But someone did fall out of the love category for Jeff Ellis.
Who fell out of the love? I know. I can't tell it now. But I know who it is.
We're teasing it. Okay.
All right. We'll get to that. And this is, as I haven't said yet.
Because you start talking about yourself for some reason.
The NFC North show. Chicago Bears, Detroit Lions, Green Bay Packers, and Minnesota Vikings all getting some love today.
Can I do a little Chris Berman?
Okay.
The NFC Norse. Always refers to him as the Norse.
Okay, well, maybe because... That's
from hockey.
He's...
The Norse division was the North.
He's Icelandic?
He's not. He's... Okay. He is from...
But I would say that that's what they would say up there, right?
I don't know. The Norsemen, I suppose.
The Vikings?
I don't know. I think we should probably drop that.
All right. All right. Well, you brought it up.
I just wanted to do Chris Berman, NFC North.
Well, let's get you all of that information in a moment.
Black and blue division.
That's too loud. Okay. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Sorry about hurting y'all ears there.
So I know what happened there. I know what happened.
We're in the new studio, so we're trying to make things settle.
And in the new studio, I was actually working on some stuff, primarily getting some stuff ready for the Dallas Cowboys Star Report.
Oh, Lord.
And so I forgot to change the settings.
I see.
Back to NFL R&R settings.
I would make my settings be the same for both shows.
Yeah,
you don't have to deal with it.
I guess that's what I'm going to have to do. It's just so much work.
There is so much work.
So much work.
It never
and you know
ends.
What? I found that, you know, so I'm going basically between 30 minutes to an hour every day, except Sunday.
Okay.
So I have to make up that 30 minutes to an hour somewhere else.
Well, usually when you're working out hard, Steven,
yes,
you can take it off the sleep end if you're sleeping a reasonable amount.
No. So first thing I read was make sure you get your 8 hours of sleep. And I've been 9:30 to 5:30 sleep.
Well, what I have found with myself is that my body asks for about 7:45 of sleep.
Yeah.
And if I'm working out regularly, I only need 7 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's like if I'm working out hard for a half an hour, I get that back in. Well, I still have the same amount of energy. In fact, you have more energy and stuff. And so that's what I have found. So it's actually worth it as far as a net, because what you get done during that half hour also, you listen to tunes and stuff. I stay in my home on my little exercise thing.
Right.
And I watch NFL stuff.
Which I wish I had. If I had an elliptical, then I can, you know, yeah, do other stuff.
But then you can't people watch, and you enjoy that, Stephen.
But I can do without it.
I know, but it vitalizes you at some level.
No, not really.
No?
No.
No?
No.
No?
I do it because that's where I'm going right now.
That's but what there is to do.
If I had something to do at home, like an elliptical or a treadmill, which we're looking into, but that's,
all right, well,
that's
there
for
it is.
Another.
Where
that's
the
another
heck
time.
Would you put it?
In the front room.
The front room. There you go.
Once I clean it, it would.
Then, well, then you can still people watch because you got the front room.
No, well,
look, yeah, it's a little early.
But
you can see
the TV,
paper guy come by.
I got the TV, and I could have like NFL Network on, and
yeah,
still, you know,
get caught up.
Yep, yep.
Because I tell you, last night's Monday Night Football, I was really looking forward to Jets Giants.
Yes,
and I was interrupted constantly, so
really?
I recorded it. So I have to go back today and relook again at the first. I mean, my gosh, they had Sanchez was out there for the entire first half.
Can you say Victor Cruz?
Victor Cruz came in after Eli Manning.
I want to take a cruise.
On the cruise?
He was like the dude. He solidified a spot. If he does not make a roster spot with the New York Giants after his display of just awesomeness, there's something wrong with the New York Giants organization.
Okay. You know what's interesting? I'm going to do this to you because it's just not fair.
Okay.
And that's the way I roll.
Yeah.
I roll in that not fair
Steven
way.
Steven and the Jeff and the. Let's not be fair to Steven and give him something that he didn't prepare for.
That's absolutely the best kind of show that we do.
No, of course.
So, Steven, this surprised me. I will give you a hint. It surprised me. What is the size of an NFL's practice squad?
Ooh, the practice squad, 7 players, I believe.
Eight.
Darn
Steven,
it.
There's nothing wrong with that. I thought it was a full complement of guys.
No. You get 8 extra players to practice with.
I had no idea it was such a small number.
Yeah, I thought it was 7. I thought it was 7.
Dude, so you really, I mean, you're virtually on the roster, you know? I mean, when you're on the practice squad.
Yeah.
I mean, you were literally a snap away from being on the roster.
Absolutely.
Versus if there's 22 guys out there, which I always just thought it was 22 guys.
Yeah.
We got one guy at each position, and boom, if somebody gets hurt badly enough, they can move to third.
It's a tiny. When they say practice squad, they don't mean an entire football team
was
to practice.
And I think that for our listeners out there, that might have been educational.
Okay.
That was one of the things I learned from 49ers camp, from my time at camp.
There you go. Time at camp. Well, do you want to spend some time talking about camp, or should we? Well, you know, this is news regarding the camp, the San Francisco 49ers.
And I am furious that I left a day early.
As Jeffrey leaves, running back Glenn Coffey decides that he has had enough with the NFL. He has found a God.
He had always found a God.
He had always found,
he found a higher calling.
Found a higher calling. So he decided to move on.
Let's be more specific.
Is he going to go
what
into
I like about
like
this,
a monastery or something?
No. He's going to, first of all, finish his 6 hours of university work.
Okay.
To graduate.
All right.
6 hours. That's kind of like what you and I left without.
Yeah.
Basically, like 2 classes is all he needs to graduate, and he's going to do that. And then he's going to go on and do a master's degree in like public service or something
like
that.
Okay. All right.
But Glenn, it was so interesting. He was having a great camp.
He was.
Nothing about him said that this was going to happen. But as I'm literally leaving 49ers facility, by the time I get home, he has retired from the league. 23-year-old running back that a lot of people would take as a handcuff in fantasy football for Frank Gore.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you know, that good play because he's a good guy. He's a good player. He's a young player.
And Frank Gore is injury prone.
Yeah, but he's very talented back. I mean, the fact that Sam Congatto is going to be in the news again today. Told me, you know, that any running back that's worth his salt can stay in the league for a long time.
Yes.
And clearly, he was one of them. So
why you mess with Sam Congatto, man?
I'm not messing with Sam Congatto.
Don't mess with the Gatto. He's a doctor.
It don't matter.
And he will cut you up.
No, he'll get hurt and he'll fix himself. Doctor, heal thyself. He'll say, fine.
Glenn Coffey retires, which leaves a void there at running back. Although Anthony Dixon looked pretty good in the preseason game.
He did, but it don't matter. He just lost his job.
Well, Brian Westbrook.
Hello, Brian Westbrook.
who a lot of people thought would be going to the St. Louis Rams.
He decided he'd rather go to a better team.
Yes, decided I will take less money and go to a team that has an opportunity to win. Signed a one-year deal with the San Francisco 49ers.
So I tell you, Niners camp was fantastic. Well, one of the neatest things that surprised me was getting to know some of the beat writers really well.
Yes.
First of all, Sam Farmer, of course, makes his cameo there so freaking funny. Sam is becoming a superstar. He comes in sporting the sandals and the shorts, the board shorts, and the polo shirt, and he walks in the trailer there that they have at 4949 Centennial Boulevard.
There you go.
That is the address of the 49ers complex.
It would have been a lot cooler if it was 4949 49ers Drive.
And they will work on changing that, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Although on the way to the facility, I have to pass by Walsh Drive.
There you go.
Which is pretty dang cool.
That is cool.
That's cooler than seeing Yahoo and Google and all those sorts of things off the signage and McAfee.
When we went to Lambeau, we were at Lombardi.
Yeah, Lombardi. That's the road there. And so on my way to 4949 Centennial Boulevard. You get to know these beat writers that cover the teams, and that is one of the more fun things. You find out who the fun ones are, you find out who the not as fun ones are, you find out who the hyper competitive ones are. So Sam, again, to emphasize, the Los Angeles market does not have a National Football League team.
Yes.
So Sam Farmer is basically he covers the league. He is a reporter that covers the league. All 32 teams, fair game.
Hey,
he
sort
has
of like
his,
us.
Kind of like us, yeah, which go. Is why we tend to see Sam more than a lot of people.
Exactly.
Probably we run into
Sam
each other
all the time.
Well, Sam
going to be out there this weekend?
I have, you know, he was just out there covering it. He did a LaDainian Tomlinson piece and a Mark Sanchez piece for the LA Times that I just wrote. So I don't know if he's staying out in New York for the week or if he's going to go back out. I remember talking to him. It was going to be important to find out week one if Favre was playing, because if Favre was playing, he was going to be in Louisiana.
Right.
Obviously, to cover that on Thursday Night Football, but I talked to him when I talked to him. I said, "Sam, you really should, even if Favre's there, you should go on up to New York for the opening of the Giants Stadium." And he was, in fact, there for the opening of the Giants Stadium, but that was preseason. So Sam's there. Sam walks into this little trailer. They're trying to save a lot of money up there in San Francisco because they're building a new stadium, spectacular in Santa Clara. And by the way, I've gotten emails about this. The team will not change its name. They are the San Francisco 49ers, even though they are playing 30 miles south of San Francisco. That's not a problem. They're just playing in Santa Clara, but they are the San Francisco 49ers.
The Los Angeles Angels aren't anywhere near Los Angeles.
And they're closer to Los Angeles than the San Francisco 49ers will be. And the Detroit basketball team, the Detroit
Pistons, oh my God,
play 40 miles away from Detroit.
Don't try
it
to
don't
bring
matter.
In an NBA team.
Just You brought up an MLB team.
When?
You just said the Angels. Oh, yeah, I did, didn't I? So anyways, got to know some of the reporters.
The word Angels never came out of my mouth.
You said the LA Angeles don't play anywhere near LA.
A Los Angeles team doesn't play anywhere near Los Angeles.
Go back and play it.
I'm not playing it.
Oh, okay.
You can go back and play it after it's done.
Steven at RARN.net.
Yes.
Hate on him. Hate him. Hate him. I'll love on him, so don't worry about it. Hate him.
Why do you want to hate me so bad?
I don't.
Why do you want people to hate me?
Oh, because I prefer that they like me. It's a personal thing.
Well, I'm glad the truth finally is
out. Someone said, it was so funny, in the fantasy football little smack talking going on during the draft.
Yes.
So, Jeff, if you win the league, do you get a hoodie? And I'm like, I already got one. I said, but I will take the opportunity to sign it. They said, yeah, you would, because you're your own biggest fan. Which, again, kudos. Very funny. Very, very funny. I don't mind being slammed as long as it's clever.
Yes.
So, So we got to know the beat writer stuff. Sam Farmer comes into the little trailer where they stash all the media.
Right.
And it's like a scene from Cheers. The whole place. He goes, hey, everybody, Sammy! Sam Malone was the bartender there at Cheers. And Sam Farmer of the LA Times gets that kind of reception when he walks into an NFL complex.
Sammy! Cool.
Sammy! And he walks around. He's patting everybody on the back. He introduced me to John Clayton of ESPN, which was tray cool of him to do that. Thank you, Sam. And
well, speaking of which, Sammy is coming on either next week or the week before, the week after.
Did you get a hold of him?
To give us his predictions.
Sweet.
So we'll have Sam Farmer.
See, the thing I like about Sam versus the local media guys are so absorbed in your own team and whomever it is that they might be playing. that you frequently lose perspective on what else is going on in the league.
Yes.
And so, Sam, when you stay at a national level, or like us, where you stay at a league level, you tend to be a little bit more objective, which often rubs locals the wrong way.
Yes.
Because you get blinded. And one of the things that came out of camp was somebody objected to how I characterized Alex Smith and his love there in San Francisco. Let me get this straight. Alex Smith is loved as a person.
Okay.
He is not necessarily perceived as what we had our long conversation. We had our listener poll about franchise quarterbacks. How did he do in the franchise quarterback poll? Not very well. This is the point, is that he is liked a lot. If he ran for the Senate, he would win. Okay? Because he is that likable a guy. Had a couple opportunities to speak with him. Very, very nice guy. Very approachable. Very great. Gracious. But as far as throwing the ball, there's many balls he throws that are just not quite where they need to be. And that is going to be the Achilles heel.
They objected to you saying he wasn't all that in a bag of chips?
Exactly. Because they said, no, the local media loves him. Loves him. And the difference is, no, they love him. They don't love him as a quarterback per se. Right. They think that he would make a good backup quarterback. And in fact, John Clayton leaned towards Moore as whom he would prefer to see as starter over Alex Smith. That's how much he thinks of Alex Smith. Now, again, we're dealing with, as a person, everyone loves Alex. As a quarterback, some people would rather see the backup.
Kind of like, Alex the Lion! Rawr! For Madagascar.
Really? I haven't seen Madagascar. Oh, okay. But if I had...
You don't have kids anymore.
If I had, I don't have kids anymore. Would they die? And I didn't know it? What
that
happened this morning?
That would go to watch Madagascar.
Oh, I see. I thought I still had kids. I was pretty sure I had kids.
All right!
Because, I mean, Jordan's on a sleepover. Something
Follow
tragic
with me. Jordan and Kara aren't watching kiddie movies anymore.
No, far from it. I left an empty house. Kara was still asleep. I've got two teenagers, man. That's all there is to it.
There you go.
And Jordan was over at his buddy's house asleep because, you know, heck, it's not even 1 o'clock yet. Why would they be awake?
Jordan needs to be awake at 11 when we're done with the show. I'm coming
He's
over to your
to.
House.
He's going
you.
To.
Okay.
Why is he?
Because I'll bust him
why
upside
is he,
the
why
head.
Why coming over?
It's a secret.
It's a secret?
And you don't know. And I not we shouldn't be talking about it on the show. What? What?
I love you.
What?
You get in the middle of something to realize you shouldn't have, and then you're like, I'm backpedaling right now, I think. Now's good time to backpedal.
I know when to backpedal.
And you do it fast.
I'm a
and you're getting faster every day. So here's the thing that I wanted you to know.
I am getting faster every day. So 3 miles, 51 minutes, dude.
3 miles, 51 minutes. I couldn't do that. So
the goal is under 45 minutes. That is the goal at some point.
That would be 15-minute miles.
15-minute miles, yes.
That I'm is, pretty good at math, aren't I?
Yes, you are. That is the goal. So 15-minute miles is coming soon
Which
to a theater near
used
you.
Used to be that I could do a pretty comfortable 11-minute mile once.
Wow.
You know,
Jeffrey, I posted my first post when I first, the first time I did the 3 miles around the Rose Bowl, it took 1 hour, 5 minutes.
Right.
And I posted, oh my gosh, I used to run 3 miles in 16 minutes.
Sure.
And today it took me 1 hour and 5 minutes to get around 3 miles. So
I would spend about 25 miles running 2.5 miles or 2.5. What did I say? So 25 minutes running 2.5 miles.
Wow.
Just to the wharf and back in Santa Barbara.
So it's slow going, but yeah, it's good. And I've inspired others. Some of my friends on Facebook are now joining in and inspired my wife. She is now wee fitting it every morning. I love that woman. She's awesome. She's inspired.
Well, first of all, I've told you that she's cool for, I don't know, as long as you've known her.
Yes. Yes.
I'm kind of partial
so,
to her.
I'm inspiring people to work out.
Steven, you've always been inspirational. Good. It just hasn't always been for the right reasons. So, finishing up Niners camp.
Yeah.
First of all, get out
I
to the website.
I want to go to Niners camp
the...
next year. No? I can't
it's,
go?
No, it's not that you can't go, that you would be more than welcome there.
Yes.
I didn't burn any bridges when
okay.
I was there.
Good.
However, it's not the happiest place on earth. It's got a demure side to it.
Demure?
Yeah. Hey,
can you give me the definition for demure?
Can you give me the parts of speech? Can you give me the country of origin?
Please. Can you use it in a sentence again?
Yes, I can. It had a very demure quality to it, which is very vague. I hate definitions like that where they use it in a sentence. It's like
Well, that didn't tell me anything.
That didn't help me. I was hoping you'd kind of point me in the right direction with your definition, with your sentence there. No, demure is just very introverted and downtrodden and introspective.
I can't be around introverted people.
I'm saying that you would find it potentially dull.
I'm exuberant and extrovert. I'm flamboyant
in a straight way.
I was about to say the only time I've ever heard the word flamboyant.
It has usage outside of the homosexual world.
Okay, well, that's when I've heard the word used, and
there's flamboyantly gay, but there's just flamboyant stands alone.
I see.
So, it's a very workmanlike.
I'm flamboyant.
Which was one of your words.
I am. That's okay.
Very
I'm starting to become a lot more easier with myself and laughing at myself. And yes, I am flamboyant.
There you go.
You know, speaking of which, it's time that the video hit the world.
You think so?
Yes.
Okay.
YouTubing it. Going to put it on the front of the website. And you can go to YouTube and check us out.
But why not hit it from our website where you get us to some additional knocks
yes,
on the website?
YouTube gets a view, and then people can embed it somewhere else, and hopefully it goes viral.
I like going viral as long as I don't have to use tissues or have a cough suppressant. Besides that, I'm all over viral.
The wrong usage of viral there, Jeffrey.
See, again, words can be used in so many. Words are funny things, aren't they?
I know. They are.
And not funny, ha-ha, funny, odd. Again, another word that's got multiple meanings.
All right. So,
of the day.
It was
that
nice
was for Jeff
to have
and his
Jeffrey.
Word usage. So, let me say this about 49ers camp. There was no nutcracking that took place.
Nutcracking?
We talked about that, the drill of the nutcracking.
The two people going at it.
Yes. And now maybe, I don't know, there was a lot of speculation. And people wanted to know if possibly that was part of the reason that was the early speculation why Coffey retired was because camp was too tough.
He didn't
want
to do the knocker.
I don't want to throw anyone under a bus. Nutcracker. But Peter King speculated when Coffey retired that perhaps practices were too tough because when he was there the week prior, he saw the nutcracking stuff.
Yes.
But when you fly in and out, AKA Sam Farmer, Peter King, John Clayton, whomever of national media. You know, what's interesting was Kurt Menefee of Fox NFL Sunday hung around for a couple days.
Right.
Gave you a much more accurate representation of what's going on than if you see half of
one practice and then
you see
gone.
One of the two-a-days and then you have to fly off to the Oakland Raiders. And then you got to be up with the Seattle Seahawks. And it's like, come on, you've got to stick around long enough. And I was there for 5 days. And I tell you, there was nothing. It was not an excessively physical camp. It was the week prior. Singletary, in the first week, brought out the big guns and had guys realize, you're going to have to buckle down and get down to work, and we're going to work you hard here. And then he backed off the accelerator the next week, just like a new teacher does in his classroom, hopefully. Day one of class, you're just this real hard-nosed guy that doesn't take any nonsense from anybody, and then you back off.
Yes.
It's much easier to tighten the screws initially and then relax later than it is to start relaxed and then get serious. And so I wanted to tweet back to Peter and say, you haven't been to camp lately. It's been very light, and, you know, guys given days off here and there. They only worked out in full pads one time the whole time I saw them. They were just in their shells most of the time.
Yeah.
Now, shells include pads, a smaller form of pads, but you don't have the full gear on, and the weather was fantastic.
You're usually in shorts, too.
Yeah, they're in shorts.
And you got the pads, and you got your helmet.
Right,
that's it.
Right. Yeah. So you've got your kidney protection and stuff like that, and your rib protection, but you're not in full pads, and it's much more comfortable for the players. But I tell you, Singletary, his coaches, if somebody takes off their helmet, and they're not on the sideline.
Ooh. Well, that's a 15-yard penalty.
Well, it's just, it's practice.
Does he react like it's a 15-yard penalty?
He reacts like they have broken a cardinal sin. And now, mind
but he
you,
doesn't curse.
No.
He doesn't go all Rex Ryan.
This is the thing. There was less cursing than I've ever heard. Well, first of all, minutes of Hard Knocks contained the amount of cursing I heard in 5 days at 49ers camp.
Because I think that's what cursing is now. It's no longer cursing. It's called Rex Ryaning.
It's called Ryaning?
Yes, Ryaning.
Ryaning.
Or Rexing. You went Rexing.
Yes.
I think that's what Sam said.
Well, he said, had to apologize to his mother.
Like, my Rexing SIM card died, and I can't make a Rexing call.
Nice.
Yes.
I didn't see that. That's funny.
Yeah, apparently when he was in San Francisco, his SIM card died.
His Rexine SIM card died. His
SIM card died.
Well, that's why I've changed recorder and gone to an internal memory system on mine. And I've got some stuff to share with you, but I have not had time to put it together.
Did you see the Rexine blood coming out of Manning's head?
I did see the Rexine blood, and the drops was what was
gushing.
Yeah,
you can see the drop right there. Look at the drops.
I know. I see.
It's... Anyways, if you did not see New York Jets, New York Giants last night, this is near the end of the second quarter. Manning, why he was still in the game is way
beyond me. Look, they're trying to win the game because they're playing for city pride.
Okay.
B, they're opening up the new stadium. They want to
sell
seats. But
it's the first game of preseason.
Right, but they've
When's the last time you see the first game of preseason and both teams left their starting units in for the entire first half?
The only reason that anyone gets more than one series or two series is because your team is so god-awful.
These teams aren't god-awful.
This is my point, Steve. I'm trying to support your point.
I feel sorry for the Giants, man, because the Jets, once Sanchez, after his initial pick, they look sharp, and they march up and down the Giants like there's no...
And that's not saying that Sanchez wasn't good, because he was.
Yeah.
He threw that initial pick and was a little jittery in the beginning, but then he was sharp as nails.
Yeah, very sharp.
But here's the last thing at 49ers camp, real quick. You'll never guess Singletary's nickname.
Preacher.
No, that would be good because he's always wearing a cross.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of cursing going on up there. It's only his coaches that you hear cursing.
Okay.
Had a nice time with the chaplain up there, too. Wonderful man. I'm going to introduce you to him in London.
Nice.
Wonderful man. He wanted to meet up with us there.
Okay, cool.
No, Singletary's nickname is Sing.
Sing.
S-I-N-G, like the first end of Singletary. No, I don't know whether he sings or not. You know what?
I love to sing. I think people look at me a little crazy because I sing around when I'm walking around the Rose Bowl. Have you ever done it? You don't do it out in public because you don't like to get embarrassed out in public. Just sing at the top of your lungs.
Again,
one of
my things, it's not so much that I don't like to be embarrassed, which I don't.
Right.
But I don't like to make other people feel uncomfortable.
Ah.
That is bigger.
You singing.
So I've got two things working against me there. I'm going to look stupid, and I'm going to make other people uncomfortable.
Why are you going to look stupid? You're just walking around. You walk in. You got a good pace, and all of a sudden, you
sing,
just...
Sing a song. Sing out loud. Sing out strong.
Well, hopefully that's not the song you're singing.
Sing of good things, not bad. Sing of happy... Not so bad.
But I was listening to Linkin Park the other day.
Oh, then you're rapping a little bit.
And What I've Done came on, and I was just What I've Done. I was jamming, and people just...
That's right. New Linkin Park album due out soon.
Yes.
Check
and I could warn you people. It's weird how many people don't want to make eye contact to you to say good morning.
I tell you, most people are not... You got to realize what our country has evolved into, especially out on the coast.
Yes,
is that we don't know our neighbors.
Yes,
and Steve and I, you and I, we both buck the system.
Yes,
we both know our neighbors closely.
Yes,
we've got some neighbors whose houses we can just walk into.
Right,
New
neighbors across the street, by the way, who just bought the house. They're very nice. Very nice Latino family.
I chatted up with them.
Yep.
I like them.
When they were moving in, me, Trisha, and your mom and the girls went across and said, "You're welcome." And yeah, we had a nice little chat, and they were like, "You need anything? Are you having problems? Feel free to come over." So
need a cup of sugar.
Mr. Johnson on this side, Nora on this side, and
Mr. Johnson gets mad when you call him Mr. Johnson.
Yeah, I know, but he's calmed down.
Has he accepted that he's getting older?
He's accepted.
A senior citizen, and so it's respected.
Yes,
because
I finally told him, "I'm Mr. Johnson. I'm like, I respect you, and I respect what you do. So it's Mr. Johnson. I'm not, if you really, really want me to call you Bob, I will."
Yeah.
But, I'm just out of respect.
That helps
I'm
me because I have so much trouble, especially trying to heal race relations on a individual level is an enormous undertaking.
Yes.
And so I see an older black man. I see a black man that is my age, I suspect, or older. They are sir to me.
Right.
Because that is only proper. And that's the only way we're going to fix anything in this country.
Right.
I open doors.
Well, anybody who is older than me is sir or ma'am to me.
Well, I will give a little bit more leverage to Caucasians.
Yeah.
Okay? No. It's like up to the age of probably...
I'm sorry.
Am I going to call Scott White sir?
How much older is he?
He's 50.
Well, that's not much older than you.
Okay, that's 5 years older than me. That's what I'm saying. It's where if it's even
and
close...
And that's different. He's your buddy.
But you know what? Take Pastor Meade. Okay?
Okay.
I call him Bill sometimes, and he's old enough to be my dad.
Well, then that's...
But we have a...
It's a different relationship. It's a different relationship. I met Pastor Meat. I'm calling him sir.
Yeah, no. And I guess that's proper. I mean, especially for a minister.
No, I had the human resources lady at a... At, I won't even say where it was, but she just lost it when I said, yes, ma'am.
Yeah, no, I...
And I was like... And she was a good, you know, 20 years older than me.
Yeah.
And
no, I was like... She pulled a Nancy Pelosi on you and said... you know, because the remember the Army or Navy general called her ma'am.
Yeah.
You will refer to me as Senator. That was actually Barbara Boxer, wasn't it? You will refer to me as Senator. I worked long and hard for this title. And it's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Senator, I am in the military and I'm trained to call anybody in a position above me ma'am or sir. And it is only meant as respect. It is certainly not meant as a slap.
Well, that's what I got from this particular HR.
Stop being liberated and start realizing when you're being respected. Because when you're overly liberated, you miss that you're being respected. You take everything as a personal insult. Yeah. Thus endeth Jeff's rant.
Thank you for the rant there.
Holy cow.
All right. So back to Manning real quick. It was near the end of the second half. What happened is, actually, if I were Manning, I would beat up his running back.
It was his fault.
It was not his fault.
It was the running back. He changed the play.
But
he didn't tell Manning. He didn't tell Manningham that he had changed the play.
No, it was Brandon Jacobs.
Okay, he hadn't told Jacobs that he was changing the play.
How do you not tell Jacobs?
According to Eli, he neglected to. So that collision, he puts completely on him.
He neglected to, or he's being really cool about it and saying, dude didn't hear my cadence change.
My audible.
Yeah.
Which, again, goes to me liking Eli more than I ever have.
Right.
Because if he's willing to take especially a cut to your head.
Oh, dude got... Well, it's the thing. So Brandon Jacobs runs into him. He then tries to readjust. His helmet's already coming off. And then he gets a vicious...
Cracked.
And I'm talking about... I cannot believe I am watching a preseason game hit that he just got leveled right in the back. Helmet pops off. And then as he's falling forward, another jet comes and smacks him forward. And it's like he's a pinball machine. He's pinball wizard. And then all of a sudden he gets up and the blood.
Wizard's got such a bloody face.
But you're right.
How do you think he likes it?
The deal, the being able to, he got up to one knee. He looked. It's a lot of blood. He got up, he pointed, hey, I need some help. And then he realized, you know what? It's just blood. I'm not going to die. And he got up.
He's played the game long enough to know that heads bleed.
Yes,
heads and ears don't stop bleeding.
No, they
gush.
And I've been in that situation. I've actually
I've split my head open.
I got the boom. I got right
on. They just don't stop.
Yeah, it
flows,
was blood.
And you're sweaty, and the blood's already pumping to your head, so it just. It's like a gusher, people. I want to tell you, it's a gusher of blood. I'm not trying to gross anybody out, but if you can imagine a fire extinguisher opening up and blood pouring out of it instead in the street,
Jeffrey,
flooding with blood, I don't want to gross anybody out. But seriously.
You've gone too far. And then they wipe his head, and he's clean for a second.
Oh,
a millisecond, and then it just comes out again.
The streets again fill with blood up to your ankles.
With the streets of blood. Oh, gosh. But anyways, that's where it was. And Eli, Jeffrey and his man index, I don't believe in that index.
I didn't
index.
Say MCI, the man crush
whatever
index.
That is.
You don't even know what it is. Yeah. You're such a dude.
Yeah.
You don't even know what the MCI is.
But I
is.
Do respect him for, you know, and he said, he's like, you know what? I got my stitches. I'm ready. If this was a regular season game, I'm back out in the game.
12 stitches in the head. He's back in the game. I don't doubt it.
But fortunately, it was a preseason game. He was done.
Yeah. And he would have been probably done anyways around that
and then
time.
That's when the Victor Cruz, that wide receiver, man, had three touchdown passes. Three.
One, two, three.
I mean, hat trick. And that's only in hockey, right, where they do the hat trick?
No, they do it in soccer.
No, but in soccer, they don't throw the hats out in the
middle
of the field.
Oh, they don't throw the hats out on the ice in soccer. No, they don't throw hats on the ice.
Well, it wouldn't be ice, but the field. They don't throw hats out on the field.
On the pitch?
Field.
No, it's soccer. It's a pitch.
Field. My goodness, will you stop trying to say and use
I
want to
be precise
words
with everything.
From over there.
No, it's just talking.
My
you know
goodness.
What? I heard an American announcer when I was watching The LA Galaxy play FC Barcelona. Mm-hmm. He was talking about the conditions on the pitch.
It's
he was
field.
American.
It's a field.
It was not an English announcer. American, and it was being played in the Rose field. Bowl here in our town.
And especially if it's in the Rose Bowl, it's a field.
It's a pitch if they're playing soccer.
I don't, whatever. Anyways, so the just Chicago Bears, which
all
we're going to talk about in a minute.
Just keep watching, and we'll go from there.
One of the teams that we're going to talk about in our assessment show, but they're trying to find a backup quarterback to Jay Cutler. And everybody's telling them no.
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 What?
Will
no
you come what? Be a backup for the Chicago Bears
oh,
and back
not,
up Jay Cutler? No.
People don't want to.
Todd Collins? No, thank you.
Well, they've already
Trent
got
Green?
Kalib
no, thank you.
Haney.
Exactly. My boy. Exactly.
And Dan Lefebvre.
Jeff Garcia? No, thank you. Trent Green? No, thank you.
Well,
and no, what? Nobody wants to go. Here's the thing. You're going to be a backup. You're going to sit. You're only going to get in the field if Jay Cutler dies.
Right.
And someone's going to give you $500,000.
And where do you get to play?
Chicago.
For whom?
Okay.
For whom? What Marvin team? Lewis. What organization? What organization?
Chicago Bears.
The Bears.
The
oh,
that
Bears. I wanted to get that in there because you're talking about the legendary Chicago Bears.
Nobody wants to go play there.
Nobody wants to play for the Bears? What kind of nonsense is that? I don't think they're a good team. But come on. They're the Bears.
And it's $500,000 to hold the clipboard.
It's like if Dallas was in a dark spell and nobody wanted to play for Big D, America's team. Come on.
I'm like, you've tried.
It's not like it's the Rams.
To reach out to three different, you know, veteran quarterbacks, and they've all said, thank you, but no thank you.
But I want to reemphasize Kalib Haney and Dan Lefebvre.
When your last name is Haney, dude, I mean, and LaFleur.
Le Fleur.
Pepe Le Fleur.
Pepe Le Fleur.
Hello, I'm Pepe Le Fleur.
From good old Central Michigan.
But see, the deal is Haney's got
a shoulder problem.
He's got a shoulder injury.
That he got against Oakland.
And it's a rookie.
He was a Colorado State quarterback. Come on.
Pepe Le Fleur. He's a rookie, dude. You need a veteran presence
Lefebvre.
Behind Big mistake, Jay.
They need a favor for
who,
Lefebvre.
By the way, Jay and Johnny Knox, you're going to hear that a lot this year. Jay to Johnny Knox.
Johnny Knox.
Johnny Knox to Jay.
With his hamstring, questionable for a game or so.
With his hamstring. Yeah, it's a light.
Hamstring square me. They scare me.
They scare you or they square you?
No, they actually scare me. I don't know how they would square me at all.
Yes. You're already pretty square.
There's another word, use of the word. I was trying to think of another use of the word square.
You are a square.
Old school.
Yes.
You have to go back to the 50s. Dude, you're square.
You're a square, Jeff. You're just square.
And for those born after 1980, which is most of you, that you don't even get that reference.
Yes.
So it means that you're basically a nerd.
Yes.
Only nerd had negative connotations back then.
Yes.
Nerd's cool. Nerd means you can actually get a job and make money now.
I'm a nerd.
You're signed right here, dude. Get 80,000.
It's funny. I don't know where I was, but I was talking. We were talking to someone, and I said that, you know, yeah, I spent, you know, probably about 6 to 8 months playing WoW, which is World of Warcraft.
Oh, nerd.
And so exactly. And so I got that. You're a nerd. Yeah, but I'm a damn cool nerd.
And what do you think of your niece, Kate, who plays a lot of... She actually paints the figurines.
Kate is awesome. Did you see her Halloween costume?
No.
She was Silk Spectre from Watchmen.
Nice.
And she looks fantastic.
She's a nerd.
And I bet all the nerds
who know her... The nerd males
probably
are so grateful. Because first of all, she's pretty.
They were like, okay, you look so fantastic. You look just like her. You look just like her.
Wait, I should put my mouth guard back in. You look beautiful.
Will you give me your autograph, please?
If I were an atomic particle, I would be all over you.
Oh, man. I'm so using that line.
My brother's daughter, oldest, is a brainiac beyond control.
She's a beautiful brainiac.
She's gorgeous. She's got double majors in physics and mathematics, and she won't graduate because she's working with other professors on research with them, and she has no interest in degrees.
Yeah.
She has interest in publishing papers and teaching graduate students about the ins and outs of like quantum theory and higher math. And
so I didn't even know she knew about the Watchmen and about, you know,
she
games
would because she's a nerd.
Stuff. Yeah, well,
and she plays World of Warcraft and she paints the figurines and everything.
Yeah, cool.
Because she's a girl, so she's still a girl.
I just buy them already painted.
Well, she'll do them for you. Just ask. That's your niece.
Anyway, so good
stuff.
Oh,
by the way, I spent they
what
had
did you spend?
They, back to 49ers camp.
Did
Tuesday
you spend
afternoon,
money?
Tuesday afternoon was special teams practice.
Yes.
And no respectable journalist will be at special teams practice.
Wow, I would have been there.
Well, again, it's about how much love kickers get that not even the media will go.
Oh, is that kind of special teams, or is it kind of like return special teams? Because I love return special teams.
No, when you're running the gunner and stuff like that, no, this was just kicking and stuff, and it was pretty dull. So I took the opportunity to drive over the mountain from Santa Clara to Santa Cruz to hang out with my brother, who's working in Santa Cruz right now. And Mark and I had the nicest time. Just can't speak enough highly about my brother and his family. And they're going through a tough time because the family still lives in the Central Valley. Mark's working in Santa Cruz, a 2.5-hour drive. So he's living in a hotel by himself.
Yeah.
But it beats the heck out of being unemployed for a year.
Right.
So hats off to him for not continuing his unemployment benefits and going out and getting a job, even though it's half the money that he was making before.
Good. But, good for Mark. I'm glad
we had a great time.
So you had lunch with him?
Lunch and dinner, and ran up one mighty bar tab.
Wow.
That will not go on the company, I promise.
I hope not. I wasn't there drinking.
Man, we had fun. We had a lot of fun. A lot of laughs. Oh, dude, I got hit on. I haven't been hit on in a while. I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound all surprised and everything.
Okay. I'm surprised you did.
She was beautiful. I'm like, because I had a few martinis, okay? And so I said to my brother once, she walked away for a second. I'm like, Mark, is she as hot as I think she is? Because I've had a couple drinks.
No.
And he's like, she's better looking than you think she is. I'm like, serious? Wow. Because she sure looks pretty. And so I had to excuse myself. I had to explain to her that I was married and everything and happily married and was just hanging out at a bar because I was with my brother. And it was so funny because my brother was adopted. And people inevitably want to find similarities in people. They need to. It is a bizarre human tendency. They find out we're brothers. Oh, yeah, I can see that. Oh, yeah, I can see that. And we just laugh to us. We don't say anything. We don't correct them. Oh, by the way, he's adopted.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't say anything like that. It's a great running gag for us. His boss said, oh, yeah, I can see that. People at this bar, oh, yeah, I can see that. It's like
I've always been like, I don't see that.
I don't
all.
See it at all. They're like, no, it's in the eyes. I'm like, okay, what? We both have brown eyes.
I actually thought that I ran into your brother at Disneyland once,
but it was Michael McDonald.
It was. Like, I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore.
You'll be there, over.
But there
I'm
going to
see him the end of the month. Boz Skaggs,
Michael McDonald,
Boz Skaggs, Mike McDonald
at some
and
casino.
Donald Fagan. Dude, no, at the Greek.
Okay, well, that's decent.
No, Donald Fagan of Steely Dan.
Okay.
And Boz Skaggs and Mike McDonald
just
playing
usually,
one.
You know, you hear that all those people are playing Morongo Casino.
Unfortunately, we found a place lower than Vegas for people to go and die, and that is Indian casinos.
Yes.
It's sad. Yeah, Hart was playing out at my place. Now, where do I like to play?
I saw casino Morongo. Fantasy Springs.
No.
Yeah, it's Fantasy Springs.
No, the one in San Bernardino.
Oh,
not Agua Caliente.
Indian.
Yeah, Manuel.
Sam Manuel.
Yeah. Sam Manuel. Anyway.
Who was there? Aretha Franklin was at Fantasy Springs.
Hart was
summer.
There. Man. It's like, wow, you know you have. And these places are basically folding chairs, okay? You might as well play at the county fair. Huey Lewis in the News will be at the county fair coming up.
This is a step
it's
up
the power
from a county
of
fun.
Love. Yeah. It's a half step because you get paid better, but the atmosphere is not any better.
Yeah.
Alrighty. Should we go to the Norse?
Not just yet.
Oh,
how about Tony Dungy?
What did he do? What did he do?
Yeah, talking about Rex Vick? Ryan and he's a potty mouth. Rex being a potty mouth, and there was no way Dungy would hire someone like Rex Ryan on his staff.
Well, that's true, and that's just different people and different personalities.
Very different coaching styles.
Very different. Remarkably different coaching styles. See, here's my...
You know what I want our offense to do? Rexing win.
Just Rexing win.
You know what I want the defense to do?
Just Rexing win.
You know what special teams to do? Rexing win. And if we play in all three phases of the game at our top, we can Rexing win and beat any Rexing team in this Rexing league on any Rexing day. It's like, and the thing's been on for 45 seconds, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, they're going to have a heck of a time bringing that over to NFL Network.
Well, no, they've got it on NFL.com, and it's beep.
You can actually watch the whole thing
on NFL.com.
Stevie, and they go, beep. I didn't need to beg my cable company for 30 days free of HBO. I don't mind hearing the beep.
I don't mind hearing the beep.
It's more of this.
Yeah, there you go. That's exactly what you hear. And I was watching, I'm like, I can't watch this. Everything's going to be. Oh, man. There you go. So Tony Dungy was on with Dan Patrick on the Dan Patrick Show and was saying basically critiquing. That's where we are.
Remember,
okay.
I like the Robin Williams line. Remember, if there's any young children here in the audience, these words were used in a sentence. As if that makes it okay.
All right. One little last piece of news, because I believe it's referees coming out of the closet.
But not that way.
And apologizing.
So it's a season of mea culpa.
Yes. Ed Hockley, we know him. He's the dude with the guns.
Here I come to save the day.
Ed Hockley, he was at the Tennessee Titans. You know how referees go and talk about the players, about the new changes.
They talk about the rule changes.
Yes, and all that stuff. So he was there with the Tennessee Titans, and he apologized to fullback Amard Hall and the team and Chris Johnson for last year, the final game against the Seattle Seahawks. Chris Johnson broke off a 62-yard run.
Oh, and it came back.
And it came back because of a holding penalty that was very questionable. And he apologized. He said, yeah, I probably shouldn't have made that call. And so Hall's like, I don't care about that now. Had that stayed, Chris Johnson would have been 30 yards from the record.
Yeah.
And then we would have just kept handing him the ball and made sure he got
teammates.
Yeah, so, but what? Explain it to me philosophically or psychologically why refs are coming and saying, I'm sorry that I blew this call.
I think Mike Pereira's not there to point it out anymore that they blew a call. Now that he's retired. Have they appointed his replacement?
They have. He was actually at a preseason game this weekend.
All right.
Just kind of taking notes, and I forgot his name.
There it is. Okay, and we're going to do the shout-out on both ends of the show.
Doing a shout-out?
We're going to be down in San Diego covering the Chargers-Cowboys game. So we are looking for people in the tailgating vicinity of Qualcomm Stadium to be down there and make your rants and raves love known. Look out for Steven and I. Steven will be wearing his DeMarcus Ware jersey, number 84.
What?
Until we go in the building. Then we'll be wearing our Sky shirts.
I see. I was like,
When we're doing the tailgating thing, we're going to get down there as soon as we can.
Are we doing tailgating thing? I didn't think there was going to be time for tailgating.
We will make time. I'm going to drive like a bat out of hell to get us down there.
Basically 5 tickets, okay?
5 tickets.
I don't want to see them on your expense report.
They will not be on my expense report. Besides, only I see my expense reports. Beauty being the CFO.
Okay.
Maybe
it's time to hire someone to look at your expense report.
Look at the books. Brock.
Okay.
I will get us down.
Larry Fitzgerald. We didn't say Larry Fitzgerald.
We will get there, but we're going to be down in San Diego covering the Chargers-Cowboys preseason game this weekend.
Yes, we will.
We will not be able to mingle with the peeps once the game starts because we're going to be up in the press box.
Yes.
And so we need you to make your love known out in the parking lot. You put up a sign that says Rants and Raves. We will cruise the parking lot and look for that, and we will come find you, and we will hang with you and share an adult beverage before we enter into the press box and change into our adult grown-up shirts that say that we belong in the press box. We'll put away our jerseys. I'll be wearing an LT jersey. Steven will be wearing his D-Wear jersey.
Yes.
So look for us, a large black man, not quite as large as he was a week or two ago, and a large white man. Look at us together. I mean, come on. San Diego, how many of those do you see walking around together? We should stick out. So find
us. Are you still on the whole, the weight I'm losing is getting funneled over to you?
Yeah, I didn't want to get into that in the show, but I do believe that Steven's done some voodoo thing, and the weight that he loses is now being transferred over to me.
Voodoo magic, baby. That's what I do.
I got the munchies at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which I never get the munchies at 4 o'clock.
I don't have munchies anymore. And
this
you know
is
what
my
happens?
Point.
I'll just have like an apple or some grapes.
Steven, I sat down. First of all, one of my dinners when I was at camp.
Someone has to eat the chips. Someone has to eat the chips. If I'm not eating
them. The entire chip empire will collapse and Frito-Lay will go out of business.
As is Pepsi. Have you seen Pepsi stock? Way down. Why? Steven Moran is not buying Pepsi anymore.
Warning.
Yeah, so I'm getting the munchies and I'm finding myself craving things like chips, which I don't ever crave. Like, what is going on? It's simple. Miranda's not eating this crap. Nice. Very, very nice. You want to talk about Fitz quickly?
Larry Fitzgerald.
A lot of it. What is it about big-name players getting injured this year?
Well, see.
Preseason.
This is the Madden curse trying to still catch up to him. Because the Madden curse didn't quite get him last year.
It got Palamalo. And therefore the entire Steelers team.
It tried to get Fitz, but it missed him. And it's coming back right now.
Missed him by that much.
That much. So he's got a sprained MCL. Fortunately, thank goodness, it is not a tear. But it is sprained to the point where they're keeping him out of preseason.
I want to go to the point to point out how he got a sprained MCL. Was that ball thrown exactly where it should have been thrown?
I think those hits next year becoming legal. He went right at Fritz's knee with his helmet. Right at his knee with
the
helmet.
Part of the reason he could not protect himself as well as he would have is that ball that Leinart threw was a little out in front. And this is the thing with Alex Smith. Is that I do not see the precision placement of passes that you need to keep players safe. There are a lot of hospital makers, is what I call them, and other people have too, where you have to reach up and you make yourself very vulnerable.
It's the first game of the preseason.
You guys have been working together in camp for a long time. Now, I love this. Tim Tebow. Was it Tebow? Whoever it was that came out for his first NFL game.
There were a lot of guys.
Some of the higher profile players.
Okay.
And
what happened?
Hurled all over the place.
No, it was not Tebow.
Somebody big.
Yeah.
A big top round signed draft pick.
Okay.
And I like when big top round draft picks hurl before games because that means these are guys with a huge upside in the league because you are joining a very elite rank of players that have hurled before games like Joe Montana and Troy Aikman and Steve Young and things. These guys take this so seriously that they are so jacked up before a preseason game that their nerves get the best of them and they hurl.
I see.
I'd like to know how many the percentage of Hall of Famers that hurl before their first game because I think it disproportionately to those players in the league because they take it that seriously because winning is about one thing, Steven. Fear of losing.
Yes.
That's how you win. You hate losing and you
hate
fear
it.
Losing.
Hate to lose.
And that makes the elite competitors from the Joe Schmoes like me.
I lost, whatever. What do you
Yeah, I'll get him next time. Or not.
All right, it's time to move on, Jeffrey.
Nope, I don't do that.
It's time for the NFC North.
We begin in Chicago with the lovely Bears.
Chicago Bears.
My kind of town.
Ditka. Okay, have you seen the new Ditka, the Coors Light commercial?
No.
So anyways,
Are people doing the Ditka?
No, but they're introducing this draft thing that you put in your refrigerator and you get
It's a mini keg.
All right, so they're introducing that. Micro keg. And they're like, so now we get draft beer while we're doing our fantasy draft. Can it get any cooler than that? And this guy starts thinking and it's like, you hear ding. And they open the door, and it's Mike Ditka with all these hot babes. And they're like, yeah. And they start going, Ditka, Ditka, Ditka. And then he comes back awake from his little fantasy. And he's holding his buddy.
Did you get your arm off me?
Exactly. His buddy looks at him like, excuse me? It's very funny. And Ditka is very funny in it. He's combing his little white mustache.
Nice.
It's good.
Iron Mike.
Ditka is a good sport.
He's a great guy.
He's a good sport.
By the way, don't get on me for not inviting you because this was a last minute thing.
Oh.
Took the boy to see the Expendables last night.
Oh, dude.
Big fun. See? 80 minute movie, Steven. Eighty minutes.
I'm not talking to you right now.
80 minutes.
I'm not talking to you. You just keep talking about the Chicago Bears.
Ditka. People's heads explode in this movie. It's like a video game.
No talking.
It was so fun. It is. But, Steven, does it bother you that there was a four-year-old sitting behind me?
I don't know. It bothers me that you went to the Expendables without me.
What were you doing last night, Monday night?
Here at home.
10 o'clock.
At night?
Yeah.
Nothing.
You were in bed. You were asleep.
I had just gone to bed, yes.
Yeah, this is the point.
You could have called me.
I'm trying to encourage you with your workout regimen.
And you think that I would have let that stop me from working out this morning? No.
But I want you to get your sleep.
I would have gotten it today.
Today?
I'll take a nap in a little bit.
I see.
But now I don't need the nap.
It was good.
Not talking to you.
All right.
All right. So how long was our governor in the movie?
Honestly, if it took more than a day to shoot, I'd be shocked.
Okay, so
people were outraged that Arnold Schwarzenegger took time.
So was I until I found out it. You know, it was just a little cameo.
It was a cameo. He and Bruce Willis had a cameo together.
Okay,
and it was well done. It was a little creepy because I haven't seen him in a role since he's been governor because he hasn't done a movie since he's been governor.
Right,
and it was awkward. He wasn't as sharp as an actor. I mean, not that he was ever a great actor,
right,
but he was not as sharp as an actor. You lose skills when you start doing other stuff.
Yes.
And he made a crack.
Oh, trust me. I know. You lose skills when you do other stuff.
There you go. So as the best crack came, it's a bit of a spoiler, but it's not.
No, I don't want to know. I just want to know how long he was on the movie. 30
five
seconds?
Minutes. It was five minutes. Okay. It was a scene. It was
so
a full-on
scene.
All
right. So
he comes in, strutting it.
Because they made it sound, the trailers made it sound like all these guys were in the movie,
yeah,
like the whole.
You know what? The only one who's in there the whole time is Stallone and Jet Li.
Okay.
And Mickey Rourke's got a pretty big part in it. But as far as guys that used to do kick butt films,
yeah,
there was only a couple. Dolph Lundgren was in there a lot.
Right.
Okay. And honestly, everybody else that they show in the trailers are in there for one scene.
All right.
And it's kind of lame. Bruce Willis was the guy that hired the Expendables, you only see him in the scene where he hires them.
Oh, so that's it?
And Stallone and the Governator is in that same scene. He's picking between the two of them, and the Governator says that he doesn't want the job, and that's it. And he's like, what's he got stuck up his butt? Oh, he wants to be president. That was a funny line. That was a funny line. But that was it. That was the spoiler.
But you did spoiler. You just gave it away.
It's just a joke. And it'll still be funny.
I don't know. It'll still be funny. It'll be cooler to hear it first on the movie screen.
Well, you're not going to get a chance to see it because you're only going to go with Jordan and I. Because you do not want to take a girl to this movie.
I've got friends.
You do not want to
take. I've got friends.
I know you've got friends, okay. Steve. You have more friends than I do.
Got friends who will go to the movie with me.
I know. Matt lives back there.
Yes, and Chris is just down the street.
Mr. Johnson.
Leave Mr. Johnson alone. He's a good man.
I love Mr. Johnson.
All right, so the Chicago Bears, let's get to it. And when it comes right down to it,
Todd Collins turned
Kerry
down the Bears. Todd Collins
just
turned.
About
I know.
That.
I just can't believe how low they're going on the pecking order
how
here.
Low they're going.
How low do
can
you
go? Well, they're going pretty low.
That was a half. Oh, that's ridiculous. If I'm Todd Collins, I'm like, where's my paycheck? Thank you. Where's my per diem for meal money? Thank you. I'll spend it all on Chicago pizza.
Where's my per diem for that?
I'm going to be at
G&L's. The Chicago Bears finished the season last year at 7-9.
Lucky for them.
Okay.
What's so funny?
Well, they finished at 7-9.
Yeah, no.
It wasn't as spectacular. It wasn't what they thought they were getting when they went out and they spent a lot.
Signed a franchise
for
quarterback.
Jay Cutler.
Right.
Yes. You smile as you say they signed a franchise
of course
quarterback.
I did. It cost six coaches their jobs. Okay? That's what amazes me. It cost six coaches their jobs to bring in Jay Cutler, give up a bevy of draft picks, and walk away with a losing season of 7-9. And this is not a good football team. This is a football team that is a couple drafts away. Oh, wait, they don't have any draft picks.
You don't.
A couple free agent signings away from being a good team.
Hold on 1 second. You
they're
don't
not
think
Rams quality.
No, and they're not bottom of the barrel.
No, they're bottom third, though, of the league, period.
I don't know about that.
I know about that. And if you look at their schedule, I encourage you to look at their schedule.
Okay.
Because right now you're looking at their roster, which is important.
I'm not looking at their roster. I'm looking at their free agent acquisitions. And as a matter of fact, don't look at what I'm looking at.
Don't
leave
you
me alone.
Why for you drink?
You're cheating.
I'm not. I just think it makes for a
cheating.
It makes for a better show when I know what you're looking at.
Okay.
And as you look at the schedule there, tell me where they get 7 wins again. Okay.
Okay.
To go 7-9 again, tell me how they do this. They beat the Lions week 1. Boom. That was easy.
Yeah.
Now, where do you get your next win?
You could probably beat the Panthers.
That's your next one. That's week 5.
You probably beat Seattle at
That's
home.
Week 6.
And week 7 against Washington.
And that's 4 wins. We're at week 7, and we're 4-3. We're feeling pretty good about ourselves
and
going
you get
into
a
the bye.
And then you come right out of the bye, and you can beat Buffalo.
There you go. You're at 5 wins. Oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Keep going, Steven.
You're not going into Miami and beating the Dolphins. I don't know. You host the Eagles. We don't know about the Eagles
yet. I'm
going
to give them that game. That's 6.
You're probably not going to beat Detroit twice. You'll beat them out of the gate, but you're not going to go into Ford Field and beat them.
So far we're at 6 wins and week 14.
And that's pretty much all you're getting.
Oh, that's 6 wins. That's 1 less than last year.
They'll sneak out another win somewhere.
I think that's possible, too.
I think
so. Do they finish 8-8? Hell no.
No, 7-9 is probably right.
That's best case scenario.
Yeah.
Wow.
They might split with Green Bay, though. They always play Green Bay pretty tough.
That
they split
could get
with
them
last
that 7th win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if they split with Minnesota? Because Minnesota no Brett Favre. They split with Minnesota. That's 8-8.
They do not have Minnesota week 4, which is when Brett could come back.
Oh, now we're saying week 4?
That's what Peter King's saying. Watch out for week 4.
November 14th and December 20th is when they got Minnesota.
Right. They got them late in the season. They potentially have them with Favre, giving him more time to heal the ankle.
With Favre, no Favre, whatever.
They're not going to
split. I'm so over that.
And okay, I'm so over that too. But we're not there with Minnesota Vikings yet, but I think the Minnesota Vikings without Brett Favre are still the second best team in this division. Okay. They're certainly better than Detroit. They're certainly better than Chicago, even without Brett Favre.
Okay.
Now, they're not better than Green Bay without Brett Favre.
I don't know yet.
I know. Steven's just admitted. Steven, you're a Green Bay hater. Just admit it.
I am not a Green Bay Packer hater. It's just that I don't have all of the confidence that everybody and their dog has of the Packer team. And watching them play this weekend against a very mediocre Cleveland Brown team just made me feel a little bit more confident about how I'm feeling. The Browns went on that first string defense and marched right down the field and scored a touchdown.
That did concern me a tad.
Okay.
It did concern me a tad.
So let's all ease up on the brakes of putting the Green Bay Packers in the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
And by the way, the cliche that's supposed to be true is that the defense is ahead of the offense at this point in the preseason.
The Browns
and this
marched
was
right down the field.
Yes, like that.
And I was like,
wow, didn't
that's
expect
Jake
that.
DeLome, dude. That's not good.
Well, and we'll get to the Packers.
And it's preseason game 1. So there's still a lot to evaluate.
But the defense is supposed to be ahead of the offense at this point.
Yes, they are. So I'm not a Green Bay hater. I actually got them maybe even winning the division. I don't know yet. I don't think they win the division if Favre comes back.
Okay.
They can't beat Favre. They got something in their mind. They can't beat Favre.
I thought they looked pretty good without him. And Adrian Peterson
play. What I'm saying is they're
mental about that.
Yeah,
Well, you know why they're mental about that? Because their head coach has made it perfectly clear that he has no faith in them without him.
I'm talking about the Green Bay Packers. I'm talking about the Packers. They lost to the Vikings both times last year.
Oh, yeah, but this so ain't going to happen again. That's the point. Because they will beat him eventually. They'll be over that, and they'll be like, okay, that was Brett having his little party, and now we're going to party on him.
Yeah. I don't know.
So we've got the Chicago Bears struggling. Talk about some of the offseason acquisitions. Well, I can't even say it.
There weren't very many. They brought in cornerback Tim Jennings from the Indianapolis Colts, linebacker Brian Uvu from the Jacksonville Jaguars. Julius Peppers was the monster signing from the Carolina Panthers when they got Peppers. On the offensive side of the ball, they went out and brought in Chester Taylor at running back because Forte, remember, was pianissimo last year.
That's right.
So they got Chester Taylor to kind of help revitalize the running game.
Make the forte a little stronger.
And that's basically their acquisitions. Now they did.
Well, no, we've got a huge defensive acquisition.
Julius Peppers, I talked about.
Right.
I just said.
Okay.
It was Julius Peppers. But
Paper.
Peppers.
Waiter.
Peter Pepper, Peter Peppers.
Too much pepper in my pepper cosh. When Harry Met Sally. Go watch it if you haven't seen it.
So, you know, the thing with the Chicago Bears, they didn't have a pick until round three.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like they there's going
them all
to be.
Away.
Yeah, they did. It's not like there's going to be a lot of help from rookies this season. Now, free safety, Major Wright has looked pretty good. I don't know if he's Major? Got the starting nod yet there, but he.
Wait, Steven.
Yes. What?
Look at me.
Yeah. What? You're saying yes.
No, I'm not. That's not a yes. Okay. This is yes.
You okay?
What is this?
I don't know.
Okay, what is this?
You're falling asleep.
I'm nodding off. I was giving him the starting nod.
Oh, I
was giving him the starting nod.
Wow. That's why you interrupted me.
I was giving him the... You don't know if he was getting the starting nod.
He doesn't have the starting nod.
Wait.
Now I see the nod. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for
criticize my goofiness. I don't care. I will not be denied. I will not be stopped.
It's not, you know what? Good for you. Good for you.
I gave him the starting nod.
Nice. He doesn't have the starting nod.
Not from the coaches, so, but he does for me.
So here's what I got. No rookie help. Peppers will help. Taylor will help the running game.
A lot.
Especially catching the ball on third down, coming out of the backfield. I've liked tremendously what I'm seeing from Johnny Knox, but apart Johnny Knox, there's none of Devin Hester as a wide receiver has never really thrilled me. Aromatherapy mm-hmm. is, you know,
aroma should do.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Aroma should do. I'm calling him aromatherapy.
I like it.
It's very nice. It's soothing.
It is.
But as a wide receiver, not sure that, Cutler's going to struggle. Let's just put it that way.
You are neglecting.
However, on the defensive side of the ball.
You're neglecting on the offensive side of the ball the leader in touchdowns last year.
The leader?
Okay, so I talked wrong. It doesn't mean that my point isn't valid.
Well, just tell me who the leader in touchdowns
was. Greg Olsen.
The leader for the team in touchdowns.
Yeah.
Yes. The team
touchdown
leader.
Receptions.
Okay.
Greg Olsen, yes, the tight end.
Okay.
I mean, look at that face. Tight end love.
Tight end to lead your team in touchdowns.
You do not want that. That's my point. That's part of my point about why this team is going to struggle and why this team isn't very good.
I thought you were saying I'm neglecting the tight end, and that's why they're...
No, my point is that was that was the bulk of the offense last year, came out of the tight end position. Right. When that happens, you're going to struggle.
The Bears, fortunately, have a defense that are going to keep them in a lot of ball games. The defense is still very good.
Yeah, I wasn't overwhelmed with Urlacher.
Well, they're saying
he's getting older.
They're saying that he's got a pep in his step, and he's actually a quick stepper. Quicker than he was before he left with the injury. So,
yeah, now the Bears are one of the few defenses out there that still run a 4-3.
I like the defense, and they're going to keep them in games. But
Lance Briggs.
Can they, one, eliminate turnovers, and can they, two, find a way to get other people in the offense involved so they can score points? Because, look, you're in the league, you're in a division with the Green Bay Packers, who are going to put up points, Minnesota Vikings, who are going to put up points, and believe it or not, the next team we get to is the Detroit Lions.
They're going to put up some points. Yes.
Okay? Their defense isn't that good.
No.
But they're going to put up points.
Yes. They're a couple drafts away from being a contender in this division.
You are six games in your division where it's going to be a battle, and you're going to have to put up points, and that's something the Chicago Bears are going to be. They're going to have to be better at, because last season, it wasn't pretty.
No, last season, what you had there was their passing. They were 17th in the league in passing, 29th running the ball.
They could not run to save their life.
And
remember?
Yes. No.
Forte was.
Pianissimo. Sorry, I said that too loud.
Yes,
pianissimo. So here's the deal. They couldn't run, and they couldn't stop the run.
No.
And that is a formula. That's why Julius Peppers was brought in and things. Because
they got to punch people in the mouth. They need Singletary.
They do need Singh.
They need to bring Singh, over. Yes, Singh
over.
I don't think I'm going to call him Singh, though, when I'm over in London.
Should
I call him Singh? What's up, Singh?
First of all, here's the other thing. They are a first-name organization.
Really?
First name.
Mm-hmm.
So our Martellus went down, and, you know, you don't. I'm not accustomed to hearing players' first names.
Yeah.
That's very unusual. And they're an exclusively, and they'll talk about Singh occasionally, but not to his face, not with him in the room.
Okay.
He's called what you would think he'd be called. Steve, what do you think? What would you call him?
Coach.
Coach. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So everyone else is on a first name basis except Coach.
Coach.
And I didn't tell you this about 49ers.
We're like, what's up, Singh? It's good to see you, dog.
If you did that, he would assume that he should have known you from somewhere, so he'll be nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Until he realizes that you're
not.
Know.
I don't know who that punk is. And I'll punch him in the mouth.
Exactly.
Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth.
He's going to hit me in the mouth. He'll be like, how do you know? Why you call me Singh? Watch me in the mouth.
No, he won't because he's such a nice man.
He is.
And here's the deal.
Did you see him? Did you see the preseason
several
game?
Times.
The preseason.
I watched more of that game
with
than
the Indianapolis
any other.
Colts. Yeah. Okay. And he's on the sideline. He's wearing his cross. I was like, that's why I love Singletary. I'm like, what are the dudes going to be out there on the sideline with his cross on?
Every practice, every press conference.
He's an amazing dude.
And here's the thing. He barely says a word during practices.
Yeah.
He leaves all the talking to his coaches. He stands, and I don't know if this was intentional. Had I gotten a chance, we had a surprise press conference when Anquan Balmer was a no-show. He went MIA from the team,
yes,
and has since signed with the Seattle Seahawks,
yes,
which he wasn't going to make the team in the first place. So why there was such high drama around Anquan Balmer?
Because
he's a first-round draft pick is why.
And you don't go AWOL on
your
team.
You don't go AWOL. Greg Minuski, the defensive coordinator, was supposed to have the press conference that day after morning workout. And I'm over getting somebody on the side, and then I hear coaches up at the podium. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll be there when I'm finished with my interview here. And then little boy says, look over at the podium. And so I look over the podium, and there's Singletary.
Right.
Like, oh. So I said, whomever it was I was talking to, Mike Crabtree, I'm like, excuse me, Mike, I've got to go. Because, again, we're on first-name basis here.
Right.
Excuse me, Mike, coach is up there, I got to go. He says, no problem, I understand. So I go over and I put my microphone up on the podium, and Singletary just comes out with this. I just want to establish right now that he was excused yesterday, and he was excused the day before, and today he's supposed to be in camp, and he's not, and that's not acceptable. And I don't want to take any questions about it. I will get that all edited for the next thing. It's scary.
Yeah.
And that is not acceptable. But during the practices, he's so unassuming. All the talking is done by his coaches.
I don't want to be acceptable.
Unacceptable.
I want to be acceptable.
I want to be acceptable.
I don't want to be unacceptable. Anyway, see, you scared me now. I'm not going to talk to him. That's it. I will funnel all my questions to him through
you.
So
the thing I wanted to ask him was, he lines up during practice. He stands kind of where that new umpire's position is going to be. And he just watches.
He sees all.
You just keep watching.
Like
that's what he does.
He's like a hawk.
Just keep watching.
Hawk.
And he just paces back and forth and doesn't say a word. And then he will go over and talk to one of his coaches, and then they'll filter it down to the players.
Yes.
And then every once in a while, like Ted Ginn, he had a moment, and I got some pictures of him walking off the field. That should be up at our website. Did I have the picture of him and Ted Ginn? Do I need
I
to put that up?
No, if you've put
okay,
any
but
pictures
head out, get out to our website, NFLRNR.com, and click on the... Oh, no, that was on Facebook I put the photos.
Yes. I didn't know why you were putting
I'll
them
do
up
a slideshow
there.
For the... Yes. Well, it was just where I was.
Okay.
You know, posting things on the website is much harder than posting things on Facebook, correct?
Okay.
Correct.
Well, we need to make it a lot easier for
We need
you.
To make it Facebook-like for me, for those that are slower. Anyway, so I put, go out to Facebook. Come on. Rants and Rave Show. What is it? NFLRNR Show?
Facebook.com/NFLRNR. Everything is NFLRNR.
Okay.
Twitter/NFLRNR. Facebook/NFLRNR.
Well, Facebook, I put up a whole photo gallery.
Yes.
And so, but he'll take Ted Ginn aside, and they'll have a walk.
Uh-huh.
But that's generally, he does not interact with players one-on-one.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing when you have a walk?
I think it's a good thing. I mean, because he'll fire you, sure. But generally, it means he wants you to do well. Remember the talks with Vernon Davis?
Yes.
That turned out well.
Well, he's turned around completely.
Dude, interviewing him was such a treat because he just admits, I was a screw-up, and Singh showed me the way. And I am so grateful that he suspended me because I would not be the man I am now if it weren't for Singh suspending me. And I'm like, dude, you're a stud. The fact that you admit that, I like it.
Right, so wins for the Chicago Bears.
I told you. I honestly have them at 6 or 7 if they're lucky.
6, 7 if they're lucky. All right. We'll move on to...
Sad but true.
The Detroit Lions. Bing, bing. Give it to me.
Bing, bing.
Roar. Are they roar? Or are they going to be
kitty
cats?
I don't even know where I put the lion roar.
Are they roar or are they kitty cats?
The Bears are who we thought they were. That's why we took the damn field.
We're done with the Bears.
Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass.
Oh, is that what they get now?
They're going to double the wins.
Well, that's not going to be too difficult. They had 2 wins last year, dude. So doubling your wins, does that give you lion status?
So, I wish I could make it louder.
Can you stop with the lion?
I can. That's the MGM lion.
Okay, so my question is, if you double your wins, where you go from 2 to 4, does that give you lion status so you can get the big roar? What do they need to do? I'll phrase the question this way. What do the Detroit Lions have to do this season to get the lion roar?
If they go out and punch people in the mouth. If they go out and double their wins, which I think is very doable.
They don't get a roar for 4 games.
This is a team that is so clearly...
They don't get a roar for 4 games. I'm sorry.
Not from Steven Miranda, but from Jeff Ellis. This is a team clearly moving in the right direction, Steven. Mm-mm. They are moving in the right direction. They are still a couple of drafts away from being where they need to be, where they can be 8-8 and start to compete for the playoffs. However... They are so headed in the right direction. They are now officially free of the
and
years.
And Dominican Sue, dude.
Yeah, what about Sue?
That's immediate impact, right? Immediate impact.
Yes.
Yes.
And they are getting impact players.
And they got they
and
went
Matt
in,
Stafford
I'm a free
is terrific.
Agent. They brought in Dre Bly.
Yeah.
They brought in CeCe Brown.
Now we're starting to
Nate
water
Burleson.
Down. Old.
You got old for everybody.
Anybody that's younger than me is old.
You know, wow, they got Kyle VandenBosch from Tennessee.
Old.
Well, he is in his 9th season, but he's not that old. And you can't just say everybody's old. I mean, they went out and they made some moves. Detroit Lions made some moves, and they held their own with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Since Matt Millen has left, this is an organization headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But it is going to take 5 years to clean up after
wow,
him.
Wow, man, he made that
him.
Big a mess?
Yeah, he made. Well, taking wide receivers
that's BP
every year
kind of
in the
mess right there.
BP, British Petrol. That's Gulf mess.
Yeah, that's BP kind of mess.
Yeah, that's the hundreds of billions of dollars kind of mess.
That is 5 years to clean up after
Matt Millen. I don't know if you've ever walked behind him, but it's like walking behind a Clydesdale, man. There's a lot of mess. You got big old pooper scoopers and big old dumpsters,
Jeffrey,
and you got to put it all in.
The cool dude, the wide receiver from this team that just nobody knows, he is getting wasted
talking
away.
Talking about Calvin Johnson?
Wasted away in Detroit.
CJ is not, yes, he is. He
wasted.
Will have spent most of his career under the radar and unappreciated.
Yes.
And
not loved.
He's loved. He's not loved. High in
he's loved
drafts.
In Detroit.
Fantasy football, he's loved.
He's not that loved. He's a third rounder.
Yeah, third round, pretty good. You look to get him in the third round, and you feel pretty good.
You're loved when you are a first, second rounder in fantasy football.
Yeah.
That is love.
Yeah, maybe in a 12-16 team league or something. That's too few players to be loved.
24. The top 24 players get loved. Everybody else, you take them because you got them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why people take Calvin Johnson. They got to. They got to take a wide receiver.
And usually he doesn't disappoint.
I understand. But I got 5 wide receivers on my board that I want to take before I take Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. I do too. I've got at least five. I got more like six or seven. However, that does not make him bad.
I'm not saying he's getting lost. We need to get him out. He needs to get shown. He's not shown to the world.
I agree.
I want to show him to the world.
Nobody outside Detroit. Look, it's like being an Angels
Megatron.
Fan.
It's Megatron. Did you see the touchdown catch he had in the preseason game against the Steelers?
Yes. It was fantastic.
It was like the little cornerback for the Steelers. I don't even know who it was. Just made him look like
Dennis
a peewee.
Dixon. Dennis
like,
Dixon.
No, that's the quarterback.
You said the quarterback for
cornerback.
The Steelers.
Cornerback. I'm sorry. Oh. I will enunciate.
You know, that is one of the hardest things.
The
that's
little
not on
cornerback
that he was trying to cover him.
And it just...
You kidding? I'm Megatron.
You made him look sick.
You freaking kidding me?
So anyways, I just like the kid, and he's stuck. And you know when you're stuck in the mud, and the tire just spinning. And I don't know. I want him to be a cowboy.
Just know, I believe. I want him to be a cowboy. I want to be a cowboy. You just want Roy E. gone.
Yeah,
you know he went undrafted in many leagues
last
weekend.
Yeah, he did.
We had five fantasy football drafts, and he went undrafted
Jeffrey,
in several of them.
Watching the first two preseason games with the Cowboys, he's been targeted six times.
Yeah, and he's caught what?
One.
One of them. I think he should move to corner. Because he knocks balls down really well.
But that hit him in the head. He should have caught it.
He should have been in front of the corner instead of behind the corner.
The cornerbacks are running better routes than he is.
They are. Okay, so back to the Detroit. Yeah. I've got them beating Miami. No, I don't. I have them beating Tampa Bay.
Really?
I have them beating Tampa Bay, splitting with Chicago, and beating Buffalo on the road. And then... possibly either beating the Redskins and certainly the Rams. And so that's four or five wins. And that will be a successful season. They get another draft under their belt. And then they're really going to be talking about doubling that and looking at possibly seven wins, eight wins. Two wins again?
2-14.
You're telling me that they can't beat the Rams, that they can't beat Tampa Bay?
I'm giving them two between the Bucks, the Rams,
and the
Redskins.
What about
the
Bills?
I'm giving them two games. Now, they're on the road, dude. They're on the road. They're in Buffalo, and Buffalo's no joke.
It's November,
and this, but still, you're in a hostile environment.
You are. I want them to get four wins. I want them to have evidence. I want their fans. Steven, the fans of the Detroit Lions are some of the most financially wounded, outside of people who live in the Gulf region, some of the most financially devastated in our country.
Check this out. Of the four games that are winnable.
Correct.
At Tampa Bay, at Buffalo, home against the Rams, home against the Redskins. I will give them
two. And home against Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago
is a big step up for them.
Yeah, it is.
So what we have in the NFC North, Stephen believes, is the haves
and the have-nots.
The little bit of haves, and then the absolute have-nots.
Yeah,
and so Stephen has the Bears as the little bit of haves.
They got a little bit, I would not be surprised if the Bears sneak out 8-8.
Well, we said that it was possible. Yeah. I don't think it's likely. Mostly because of how good Minnesota and Green Bay are.
The Lions, I mean, it's brutal. Eagles, Vikings, Packers,
yeah,
Giants.
Patriots.
Why?
Jets. Why?
Jets, Patriots.
You guys suck out loud. Why
Dolphins
did you end up getting
Miami,
stuck
Minnesota
with the AFC East? Why did you end up with the AFC East this year? That is so not kind. My voice cracks. It feels like I'm going to cry.
It's not kind.
It's not.
Brutal. I mean, brutal schedule for the Lions. And I hope they prove me wrong, but just watching them, they had their just you watch, and they had their little moment against the Steelers, but then it
reality set in.
Yeah, it did. And when Dennis Dixon makes you look that bad,
yeah,
I don't want to see you go up against Sanchez or Tom Brady or
Chad Henne for that matter. They're gonna pick you apart. They're gonna pick you apart. Raheem Morris might pick you apart.
Yeah.
I'm a big Brandon Pettigrew fan. Yes. Like him at the tight end. Again, Nate Burleson could put something.
It's gonna be
Megatron.
You know when we'll know about the Detroit Lions? September 12th. when I see them play the Chicago Bears on the road.
Okay.
That's where they start.
Okay.
And that could be the game where I'm like, man, I misjudged the Detroit Lions. But I'm pretty sure I haven't misjudged them.
I think Javon Best out of Cal could be
the piece that brings
balance to the force, balance to the offense.
Well, I'm taking him in a lot of leagues.
Because that means that Megatron no longer has to be the guy, and he no longer you're gonna have to leave guys back in the box.
It's gonna be interesting.
I think Best eventually takes over for Kevin Smith. I think that's pretty
much a given. Three games. 3-13.
I'm going 4 because I've got to. Because they've got to.
They've got to double.
They've got to double. Because
they doubled their wins from the year season
that's
before.
That's my point.
Well, actually, more than double. They went from 0 to 2.
They Googled. They
You can't really double 0.
You can't. The funny thing about anything times 0, it's still 0. For those who think we're math challenged, we're not. We're just being idiots.
There's a huge difference. So you can't really double 0 wins. So they got 2 more.
0, 2, 4. 6.
Really?
Is what I would like
Isn't
to see.
Isn't it 0, 2, 4, 8?
Yeah, if you're doubling each time, but I'm thinking 6 will be the reasonable goal for next year.
Next year.
Assuming we have football in 2011. Ugh.
3-13.
All right. All right. I still don't have your spreadsheet to make my predictions.
Yes, dude. Okay. It's not like I don't have a million things to do.
Well, I thought it was already
Where's
done.
The one that I gave you last season?
Is that work? It has different games.
Well,
what do you mean?
Just change the games in it.
That's a lot of work. And Steve is like, change the games and then give it to me.
Yeah.
And then I'll have it. Oh, lordy, lordy, lordy. Will you do my work for me?
I was just like, well, change the games.
That's the point.
That's why I gave you a sheet that's got all of the...
Uh-huh.
You don't have to do any of the programming. You just got to change the games.
I have a lot of data entry to do.
Yeah.
I need to get the girl on that.
See?
I got to get the girl on that.
All right. And when you get her on it, save it and send it to me.
But do I trust her work?
Yeah. See? That's why I normally do it.
Do you know how many texts a day she sends?
I don't know, a ton.
300.
Wow. That's a lot of texts, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of texts. All right, let's move on, Jeffrey. Next up, we got the Green Bay Packers.
Steven slapped his hand again.
You know what? This I get fired up. When people talk about the Green Bay Packers this year.
Because
I don't think that they're...
Everybody's wrong except you.
I might be the only one that's right.
Given your ability to pick games, you may be right. You may be the only one on earth.
Now, don't
right.
get me wrong. Before I get tons and tons
He's
of emails from the Green Bay Packers, I don't think the Packers are going to be horrible. That's not what I'm saying. I just don't think they're not going to win 14-2.
And a bag of chips is what Steven's saying.
Yes.
But this is a
they're
team.
They're going to be all that. They're just not going to quite have the bag of chips.
What everyone is. Now, we have been remiss about something that we need to cleared up about immediately.
Remiss.
No.
You are missed.
Remiss.
Oh, you are remiss.
We have been remiss, Steven. None of us mentioned we should just go ahead and play the good old boy.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so
we haven't been amiss. We just it was quiet
a big deal.
And
it
under
was a
the
big
radar.
Deal. It happened in a news cycle that just didn't make it really stand out.
Just a good old boy.
That's what he is.
Never meaning no harm.
You don't mean you no harm, boy. You know what I'm saying?
Beats all you ever saw. Been in trouble with the law since the day he was born.
Jolly,
Johnny Jolly, Green
I feel
Bay
jolly.
Pack. He doesn't feel very
I'm jolly.
Jolly. The NFL suspended Green Bay Packers defensive end Johnny Jolly without pay for the upcoming season.
Ouch.
And perhaps beyond.
Jolly!
Yeah.
I won't be Jolly!
He is a literally huge player in their 3-4 scheme.
Yeah.
And I think because of their depth, here's part of the reason why this didn't get... Now, the fact that it didn't get brought up at all, we've gotten, I would say, 15 emails about this. Why are you all not talking about Johnny Jolly getting arrested? He didn't get arrested. He got suspended.
Well, he got suspended.
For an entire season. And that's That's so bad.
What was the suspension stemming from again?
Violating the league substance abuse policy.
The substance abuse policy.
He will be eligible to apply for reinstatement after the Super Bowl. He's facing drug charges in Houston after his July 08 arrest outside a club for possession of at least 200 grams of codeine.
Ooh.
Is he drinking the drink?
Purple drink. I'm gonna get me some purple drink.
All my pain will go in the drain as soon as I get my purple drink.
Yeah,
you know, guys, there's getting high and then there's getting low. And my experience of codeine has always been that I lack energy in a significant way.
Look, Jeffrey, I had an ex-boss. I won't mention any names.
Well, Steven, that only leaves 2,000 people to pick from.
Ouch. Oh, you punched me in the gut, dude.
Well, you don't have much of a gut, so I got to start punching.
Punch me in the gut. All right. So anyways, he did a little...
Oh, a little nose candy.
No. This one.
Oh, smoke the loco
weed. Smoke a little loco. Little Ricky.
Look, we're only a year or so away from that being legal in California, so.
Nice.
Is it?
No.
No, thank you.
But anyway.
The arguments are strong. I will give that to people who are for legalizing some drugs. The case for it is very strong.
Okay.
Very, very strong. However, I think it's stupid.
Why? So we can tax it? Is that one of the
things? You control it. We have so many people incarcerated on drug charges.
Yeah,
it's more than we have for violent criminals and things. So the arguments are very strong.
Yeah.
We spend a fortune just incarcerating people for drug use. These are nonviolent crimes. So the case is very strong. However, we cannot go and make something just because it's.
Give me the drugs. Dude, that's what they said about alcohol back in Prohibition, dog.
See, this is all part of the argument.
You know what
I'm saying? That once you make it legal, then its allure becomes less.
It does. Nobody wants it no more. And a little bit more for Santa Claus. And a little bit more for Santa Claus. Yeah.
That's some good stuff,
people,
man.
We're just acting. We are not actually in here. Passing
besides
duties.
My sister would never allow us to smoke anything or light any fires in her house.
That's right. Don't
we
do
could
it.
Not even light a cigarette lighter in here. She'd get mad. You had fire in my house.
Oh man, let's get back to the Green Bay
so Johnny
Packers.
Jolly,
Johnny Jolly. Yes, we did have to throw it out, and Johnny Jolly has gone.
We mentioned it, okay?
To
get over it. I'm sorry.
Johnny Jolly's getting jolly somewhere else right now.
Well, hopefully he's doing a little rehab.
But the Green Bay Packers' only free agent acquisition was Charlie Papa from the Atlanta Falcons.
Papa?
No, not Papa. Okay, Pepra is the last.
Papa. Charlie, that's what he's gonna be, man.
Pepra.
Pepa.
Defensive back from the Atlanta Falcons. That's it. Otherwise, they tried to keep all of their own players. Do we know the situation with Atari Bigby?
No.
No, we still don't know what's going on there. Haven't really lost much, other than Aaron Kampman, a defensive end who said a tearful goodbye to the Green Bay Packers, leaving for Jacksonville. And another defensive end, Mike Montgomery, went to Minnesota. Other than that, they've been pretty keen at keeping their players and keeping their players
for good
happy.
Reason. They got a great program. Let me give you the Bigby update. He did not play on this weekend because of his ankle, and he's officially on the PUP list, but the PUP list for preseason is different than the PUP list for the regular season.
Yes, he's on the preseason PUP.
Right, which means that you can come off at pretty much any time you want. So he's there. And I suspect that he'll be good to go once the season starts.
Right.
But they do need him at safety. But they've got some depth. I mean, Morgan Burnett, I don't think, is a slouch. He's just young.
Okay.
There, I didn't say someone was old. How's that?
All right, that's good. I'm looking at that.
It took someone who's, 21, 22 years old to be young.
I'm looking at the dude's schedule right now.
Okay.
Schedule.
Let me join you over in their schedule right now. And They have a middle-of-the-road schedule, which is another reason that people are loving on the Packers.
Yeah.
Again, the AFC East will not be nearly as tough for them as it will be for the lower-level teams in their division. For a division to have four teams and be at three tiers, tier one, tier two, and tier three out of four teams, is pretty creepy.
It is creepy.
You have your elite teams, your middle-of-the-road teams, and your suck-out-loud teams, and that's sad.
Yes.
Oh, no, we suck again.
Exactly. They open the game. They open the season on the road at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
On week one. And then they host the Buffalo Bills, go to Chicago, not really much of a road trip, host Detroit, at DC, host the Dolphins and the Vikings. They have a late bye. This is something that could end up biting them in the rear end, is they have the week 10 bye. And most teams prefer around week 8 is optimal because they're going to be pretty beaten up and bruised by then.
6, 7, 8, yeah.
So generally where you want it. You don't want then, 4, 5, see, but 9, then 10.
Here's the deal, though, is there's only one game after the bye where it's not going to be a battle, and that's against Detroit in Detroit. And even that, in Detroit, it's a divisional game. Anything can happen. But they come out of the bye.
Wait. You're saying out of the bye, they only have one game that is a battle or isn't?
That is not going to be a battle, and that's against the Lions.
They
got Minnesota, Atlanta, San Francisco, yeah. New England,
I don't
the
think
Giants.
The 49ers are going to be a battle for them. They play each other tough all the time. I agree with that. Look, their history is legendary.
If the Niners
but
come
they're
out
home against the 49ers.
They are.
In December.
But it's still going to be a tough game. It'll be a tough game. Atlanta's going to be a tough game in the Georgia Dome. They got to go to New England. They got the Giants. And then the Chicago Bears always play them tough. So
they do. And I've got this.
Is that an update?
It is an update that a team has snuck into my small group of teams that they follow.
Is that the Green Bay Packers?
No, they've been there all along.
Oh, okay.
And Jordan just tells me that I can't have them because I...
You did.
Gave up on them.
I
gave up on them because of one guy.
You shunned them.
One guy who's no longer there.
They were shunned.
It was because of my love for Aaron Rodgers that I shunned them because Brett Favre was in his way.
Oh, I see.
So that makes me completely worthy of coming back on the Packers bandwagon. Now, which is why I chose them in the first place.
So who slid out of favor first?
San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, so you spend 5 days with the Niners.
I slept around the Niners, and you know what? Got a little bored.
So boredom is not good for you.
I want a team that's got a little bit of pizzazz, a little bit of fun.
You want some excitement.
I do. Not workmanlike. Workmanlike is not fun. Football is about fun. It's about winning, and it's about fun. And they're not going to do a lot of either, Steven.
Really?
I almost called him Jordan. Do you realize I almost called you Jordan?
You
do you know what that means?
I don't know what that means. You think
the
you're
only
my dad?
Person I regularly
you're my daddy?
The only person I regularly call Jordan. Yes, I'm your daddy. Steven, I'm your father.
Oh gosh. I'm sorry. Finish your point.
It was funny.
The only person you call Jordan
is my brother.
Okay.
Do you do the math there?
My brother.
I know.
Yeah. We're like brothers. I believe that.
I know.
Yeah.
And we're as related as my brother is, as far as blood.
There you go.
Which, watch There Will Be Blood again. Oh, dark movie.
Really?
Oh,
I
gosh.
Am
Very
I have
dark
it.
Movie.
I got it from Netflix. I've got it right now on DVD. So.
How did you get it? I had it. I guess they have more than one copy
of
each.
They have a lot more than just one
copy. Could
you
imagine if Netflix was your quarter video store? Yeah, Miranda's had that out for a couple weeks. You can't have it. Damn it! This is going on a national level. I hate Miranda. He keeps movies for so long. That's a funny bit.
Netflix, we'll get you movies
when we can,
other people
when Miranda
return
returns
them.
He's always first.
Why does he always get them first, and then he holds them for so long?
He's on the he can have as many out as he wants per month plan.
Well, just know Trisha probably wants to watch this movie with you.
I don't know. She was saying that she didn't. She heard
don't. Yeah. It's so dark.
No, I know it is.
It is so twisted.
Yeah, she probably won't.
It is two sides of the same coin of evil.
Yes.
There's a religious side of evil, and there is a secular side of evil. And they are both two sides of the same coin.
There will be blood. No, I heard it was.
But oh my gosh, the religious symbolism in the movie is profound.
Okay.
So track that. There will be blood means more than just like a shedding of blood.
Yes, no,
it actually has to do with relationships and things like and kin. They're and it's blood. Really good.
I'm okay.
And people. Follow all the names, Stephen, because they're all Christian names except for a couple. And those are key where they aren't.
Okay.
It's really awesome. Okay. And then if you think about their biblical, who they are in the Bible.
Yes.
Eli and things like that. You need to know that Eli was a prophet. Uh-huh. You need to know that, Daniel was also a prophet. You need to know who Paul was. And oh, my gosh. Because I had to pause it for Nick to explain, because Nick grew up in a very secular home. And so I'd explain to him, like, well, here's Paul's story.
Right.
Paul didn't start off as Paul. He started off as Saul.
Right.
And Saul was a persecutor of the church. So you need to understand that. And it's really good. Oh, but it's very dark. Ladies, do not watch, guys. Just be prepared. It's a little slow, a little methodical, but very, very dark. Yes,
I usually don't like slow movies.
The music will not let you fall asleep.
Okay.
I keep joking with Nick. Jordan fell asleep.
Okay.
Because he was just tired.
Yeah.
And the soundtrack is just like screeching violins frequently.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got to go out and get this soundtrack. Or hire a five-year-old in a violin. Either will be just fine. Anyways.
My daughter at five was pretty good with her violin.
You keep telling yourself that.
you never heard her.
I did.
No, you didn't.
She played over the phone. And she I was played glad over that the I had phone. A phone that I could put down for a second.
That's funny.
She played I could still over hear. The phone. So my love, Stephen, for the 49ers is over. And my love has flown to, literally flown to, the Atlanta Falcons.
The Atlanta Falcons. So where are we now? Atlanta Falcons, New York Jets, New York Giants.
No, God, what are you trying to pull, Miranda? Just because I don't hate Eli anymore?
Just because I just always want to throw it in there, see what your reaction is. It's still the same. Okay, Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
New York Jets.
Yeah.
Miami Dolphins.
No.
No.
Stop the Dolphins nonsense.
I thought they were on.
I got an email from a listener that said that I love the Dolphins. Somebody provide me with a clip where I said that they were on my short list, and I will eat my shorts.
Well, then just tell us the short list, because I'm not going to guess.
Houston Texans.
Oh, yes, I remember.
See,
Houston Texans.
This.
I did.
Houston Texans, Atlanta Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons.
And Green Bay Packers.
Green Bay Packers.
And New York Jets. Okay. Those are my four right now that
four.
I'm choosing from.
Okay.
And I have to make up my mind really soon.
Yes, I think by next week's show.
Oh, I thought we were going to have a little revealing at the preview show.
Oh, the preview show? Okay.
And I'd show up wearing
that's
the jersey.
That's still a couple weeks away.
Sporting the jersey.
Yeah.
I'll show up at your house sporting the jersey.
Ooh.
Because right now I'm wearing the Saints shirt because I'm trying to wear it out.
Yes, I see.
I wear it as often as possible because I want to wear it out.
Well, if you're done with it, I'll wear it when I walk around the Rose Bowl and stuff. I'll sweat it and stuff. I'll wear it out.
You know, people will love you if you're wearing the Saints. Say, yeah, Saints, cool.
No, I've actually been wearing my Cowboys gear.
No, I'm sure you have because that's what you own.
That's all I own. And people are like, yeah, we're going to do good this year, right? Yeah, yeah, crazy man.
Yeah, you don't. You're upset with people who won't return a hello.
I'm just kidding. It was a joke. I love
saying.
It when people talk back.
I know you
I
do.
Love it.
Except when I talk back. So
that's right. Don't talk back
to
me.
This all came up because the Falcons are on the Packers schedule this year.
They are. Okay. But we're still on the Packers. Can we get back to the Packers?
That's why I just segued.
I like their schedule.
I do too.
I will give you this much that their schedule is favorable.
Yes, it is. To win this division.
However, there are a couple teams in the AFC East and a couple teams in the NFC East. That will give them trouble.
There shouldn't be a couple teams in the NFC East. There should only be like one. Unless they're playing the NFCs. They are playing the
NFCs. Yeah, they're playing the NFCs. They're playing the NFC East and the AFC East.
Ah, got it.
So, I'm extremely curious, and I'm actually kind of a little bummed
to see Dallas. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be great. Well, I think the Cowboys will get revenge for last year. But anyways.
I wish we could be there, but that's week nine.
Week one, Jeffrey. When they go to Philadelphia, is going to tell you a lot about what you need to know about the Green Bay Packers. A lot.
It will. It'll tell us a whole lot.
And I think the what we're going to find out is, look, if they go in there into a hostile environment of Philadelphia, because it's a hard place to play, and they smack around the Philadelphia Eagles, okay, I'll ease up. I'll ease up on my talk. But until then, I don't know, and I think they might even lose their first game.
Well, they're at Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I don't say that that's impossible. I thought corn on the cob was fine this weekend. We didn't know.
Corn on the cob looks pretty good.
He did. I must say that their team didn't look like there was a massive drop-off with the absence of Donovan McNabb.
No.
They look, unfortunately for you, it looks like that the NFC East.
I mean, unfortunately for me. I'm saying for me. You, nothing for me. I have nothing to lose or win if they do well or not.
Now, you guys clearly have the best team in your in the NFC East. Now, but the problem is.
I like how you say you guys, like I own the team. It's pretty cool. I do own it, actually.
Someday you will.
Yeah.
You and Jerry Johnson are going to get
Jerry
so,
Johnson,
Jim,
Jerry Jones,
Jerry Jones are going to get so close. Yes. If you and Jerry Johnson get that close, it really won't be much.
Nothing will happen. But, no.
But if you and Jerry Jones get so close, he's going to take you under his wing like the son that he never had.
Yes.
Oh, wait, he's got a
he's
couple
got
of sons.
Like several. And a daughter who does work for the team, too. So.
He's going to take you under his wing like the black son that he never had.
There you go. Because I don't gonna, think... You know, he actually kind of treated me like that once a long time ago.
I know so. He did. He liked you a lot. And he's going to just have these kindred feelings start coming back up about the past, about the triplets, the days of the triplets.
Oh,
and he's
going to
hand over he's going to hand over the team
the
to you. He's wow. going to and he's going to sell you the team
the
for,
other Steven,
for a dollar.
His son Steven Jones,
yeah,
the
Steve
other Steven.
Jones.
Probably might have a little something to say about that.
And there will be blood.
And there will be blood. Absolutely. But anyways.
I'm just fantasizing
I'll just thank
for you.
You. Thank you. That's a very nice pipe dream. I will, you know, as I'm walking around the Rose Bowl, fantasize about what I would do if I were owner of the Dallas Cowboys for a day.
He'd be more hands-on, though, than Jerry.
Probably people would like, you know, the Cowboys would be good at that
They'd
Miranda.
Be fine and Brandon would just back off and let his coaches coach. Jeez. I think he is the general manager.
That's
my gosh.
Exactly.
The thing
what
I enjoyed
happen.
Most about the first episode of Hard Knocks was Rex Ryan getting his pick. Tannenbaum gives him one pick
yes.
during the draft.
Yes, the Terminator.
Yeah, and basically Tannenbaum has to concede. He says, well, I guess this draft pick won't completely suck. Watching him after the first week of practice.
Yeah, he looked pretty good.
And Ryan's so high on himself. So
John
like head
Connor.
Coach gets one pick.
One pick, yeah. John Connor looked pretty good.
He did.
Anyway, did you hear how he found John Connor?
Yes.
He was looking at college
at
tape for a running back.
A running back, and then he said he liked the linebacker
he was like,
so much.
Who's that guy right there? And he, no, that's right. You're right. I'm sorry. I run
I had
it wrong.
It backwards, right.
I had it backwards. He was looking at linebacker. He was looking at a linebacker
right.
from one school.
But this is the classic
and this one...
story of how stars are made.
Yeah.
Someone shows up to scout player X. And what they're more impressed with is player Y,
right.
whom they are not there to scout.
Right, who they didn't
they're
even
there
know
to look
about.
At a pitcher, and they can't get their eyes off the catcher, who makes these amazing throws down to second
right.
and puts his body in harm's way, and they're like, that's a ball player.
Yeah, no,
that's
it's funny.
A ball
so
player.
He's looking at this one particular linebacker who he's heard, who people have just been
yeah,
raving
no,
about.
So much so that Rex Ryan.
This fullback levels him.
Yeah.
Not once.
Multiple
twice.
Times.
Twice. And it's like.
I like that kid.
He can open up
He's
some
a baller.
Holes. He can open up some holes. And sure enough, he is not disappointed. They call him Terminator now, the Terminator.
Because John Connor.
Anyways, the Packers, they can duplicate their 11 games from last season.
Absolutely. And Minnesota with Favre could possibly duplicate their 12. Without Favre, probably going to be closer to 11.
Sage looking, well, let's get
we'll
to
get
them
there.
Right now.
Well, yeah, have we exercised everything that there is to say about them?
We talked about, you know, their free agency was pretty quiet.
What I love.
I didn't mention this, but I do really like their number one round pick, Brian Beluga, who Aaron Rodgers is going to love. No, but his eggs, though, his little caviar, it's delicious, by the way. but Mike Neal, the defense man, he's probably not going to start. But
and
he's
Bulaga,
gonna,
by the way. As Jordan pointed out to me,
oh.
It's Bulaga, it's not Beluga. But that's what I was calling him. And he's a big dude,
it is
too.
Bulaga.
I mean, he's 6'5", 315.
Yeah, don't go up and call him Beluga.
He'll probably
oh my God.
He'll kill you.
Hey, Beluga! why
ow,
did you hit me, dude?
Ow.
Because it's Bulaga. You're calling me a huge fat whale. Well, you weigh 320.
315.
Sorry about that. All right. So
no, look, this is a team that to me got better. It's a team that personnel wise got better. And now the Johnny Jolly thing
hurts. Give me their running
their
game
rankings
number.
Or things.
Yes, please. Can you give me that?
Yeah. There you go.
See, that's the thing. They were middle of the road. That's what I remember. They were middle of the road running the ball. They're going to have to get better running the ball. And Ryan Grant.
Ryan Grant,
like the kid, but
yes.
They need to do something. There to make running look I'm fine with Aaron Rodgers throwing for 5,000 yards. But yeah, if you get him out there throwing that much versus the Minnesota Vikings of the world, and they're going to be putting pressure into D Wares and the people that the Eagles are going to blitz at them, and the Bears like to blitz at them.
Yep,
and he starts getting hit. My thing and my concern for the Green Bay Packers is Aaron Rodgers gets knocked out of a game and he has to miss a couple of games. You ain't got nothing.
Matt Flynn, the LSU guy, come on.
You ain't got nothing.
Yeah, that's my point. And then don't forget Graham Harrell, the unheralded player out of Texas Tech. You don't got nothing. And the fact is Aaron Rodgers was sacked 50 times last
year.
That
could not happen
this
season.
Your elite quarterbacks should be sacked in the teens.
Yeah, well, 20s.
Okay, but I'm saying 20 would be fine, yeah. But 21, 22 starting to get to be a lot. 50 would be a lot more than that.
50 is not pretty.
But let me tell you, many of those came early in the season, and you and I were there at Lambeau when I was screaming at him, look, Jennings is open. Look, Driver's open. Look, JerMichael Finley is open.
He had to throw the ball. He had to get rid of the ball.
He needed to get rid of the ball a little quicker, and he did that as the season progressed. To me, he matured as a quarterback, and he threw the ball away sometimes, and he did not take the unnecessary sacks as much in the end of the season. I suspect he cuts that number in half this year. And that's why I think, look, he's getting more experience, and he's already been a veteran. He's just finally getting his chance to play every day.
Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of teams who cannot afford their starting quarterback to go down.
Correct.
But I believe
so much
this is
expected of this team,
right,
that it's an even bigger deal. Because they're talked about as a Super Bowl contender.
Yes.
That is why Steven is talking about them in this way and holding them to a higher standard. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
All right.
Let's finish it up with the Minnesota Vikings.
Steven, it just seems like it was yesterday that we were talking about the Vikings and the Bear Cubs,
as a matter of fact,
and the Detroit Kitty Cats,
yes,
and the Green Bay. We didn't call them Packers.
No, they
were
all
Packers.
They didn't have a bad name.
Didn't have a bad nickname.
No. They were winning the division back then.
Well, with 9 games, 10
games. Yeah, they
were
winning with 9 and 10.
Yeah.
But we didn't call them bad.
But this division has made probably the most dramatic turnaround of any division I can think of.
The Vikings and the Bear Cubs.
And the Bear Cubs.
Yes. I tell you what, they don't win 8 games this year. They're back to Bear Cubs for me.
The thing I love about doing this show as long as we have, Steven, is to see things change.
Yeah.
See things evolve and stuff.
Absolutely.
It's so much fun that we have history now under our belt. I love this.
Jeffrey.
Yeah.
With or without the return of number 4.
Of His Highness.
Yes. Numero cuatro. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm calling from now on. Cuatro. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
This team showed me something this weekend. And whether it was they were putting parsley, sage,
Rosenfels and thyme.
In thyme, rosemary, Rosenfels and thyme. And they were putting him on display or whatever, he did not disappoint.
No, he didn't. He looked terrific.
And I think I don't know. I really don't know what the Vikings, what their plan is. Is it going to be Tavares? Is it going to be Sage? I don't really know, but I think one of those, they got so much talent.
Look, I've liked Sage Rosenfeld, and you can go back through the years of listening to the show to hear that I've supported him when he was the backup in Houston. You know, when he came over from New Orleans, I think, before that, Sage Rosenfeld.
Houston.
Before he came over, that's when he came to Houston, I believe. But I've always thought that he was a serviceable backup, and beyond that, could potentially, with the right amount of reps, could be a starter in the league. And so I think a lot of him. I think what the biggest problem that the Vikings are going to have is that their defense.
It was the Dolphins, by the way. It was with the Dolphins.
I mean, it was
somewhere down there in the south area. Yeah.
Their defense against the pass was very, very mediocre, to say the least. And I think that's their defense has traditionally been what's carried this team. They're amazing at stopping the run. Nobody stops the run better. Well, one team does. Like, I think it's the Packers that stops the run better. But they gave
the Ravens,
up 87.1 yards per game on the ground.
Yeah.
That is
the Ravens. You couldn't
sick.
Run against the Ravens last year.
That's just sick.
Can't run against them.
But you could throw against them, and that's the problem.
Well, teams didn't have no choice, Jeffrey.
Well, yes.
That's what happens. If you shut down the run, you leave somebody, you leave teams no choice. They got to throw the ball against you.
Right.
So, you know, and
but that
and
doesn't
a lot
mean
of
you
those
should
yards,
succeed.
And one of the things that you know, it's a little weird when you look at those stats, a lot of those yardage come at garbage time.
That's they're, what I was they're, wondering they're, if you're they're, suggesting.
They're running, you know, they're beating the bejesus out of someone, and so that team's got to come out. And
you're
what
playing
they
a
do
prevent,
next? And they're just throw, and
maybe
and you're getting to. I would see that's what I would like. There's actually on NFL.com, you can see the game log and you can see the splits of right. where the majority of the yardage came that they gave up. And that's pretty interesting. You could see, like, oh, all of those yardage were given up in the fourth quarter. Yeah, they're winning 44-10, and they give up 200 yards of passing. It's just, there it is.
I think it's interesting. CBSSports.com still has Favre listed at the starting quarterback because he's just absent from camp.
He is. Is it an excused absence, or is he getting fined right now?
You know, that's really an interesting question that I doubt that Chili would like to answer. If any
I'm gonna,
of
you
the
know
beat
what?
Writers,
I'm
shoot
gonna,
off a
I'm gonna
email
shoot off
to
an email.
The press PR guy.
Yeah,
and
I
say,
am.
Is Brett getting fined for this? Because a normal player would absolutely. These are unexcused absences.
Right. Absolutely.
So that means normal players get fined.
He's still on the roster.
Yep.
Is he getting fined for his
absence
at training camp and practices?
Well, what we
well, the
saw
training
this,
camp is over now. So
what they, we saw this weekend, now that we're in through week one of the preseason, was that Adrian Peterson
it
sat on the sideline.
Jeffrey, I got filled.
Well, you should got filled. I watched 16 football games, not the whole thing. I didn't. Seldom did I watch more than a half.
Oh, I watched the whole thing.
All 16 yeah. games, the whole thing?
Yeah.
You're
Trisha
a sick
was,
man.
Trisha was like, can you stop watching football? I was like, they actually banished me to the back room.
Wow.
To watch football.
And that's a square TV that over there, a, man. That's
but,
not high
but,
def.
But it's not high def. But if I watch a high def channel,
it letterboxes
it? Letterboxes it for me.
Oh, see, that's cool.
Yeah,
that U-verse thing,
nice.
That's working nice, out.
It is. It is.
Because of my secondary TV.
And as many weekends as I'm going to be gone for, you know, football.
There's 5 weeks that we're going to be gone traveling.
No, I'm kind of like 8 or 9.
No.
I kind of 8 or 9. I don't know what you're talking about.
Dude.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We're going to be gone over a week in England.
Ooh,
over a week.
Man, that's going to be good.
It's going to be good. And
is the company going to pay for me to eat? Because I eat a lot. I eat well when I'm in England.
Oh, that Italian restaurant that we found?
That Italian restaurant was a bomb,
right
boy.
Near...
I don't have to work out, though. Every morning I'm waking up early and we'll go work out.
And if you leave me and don't work out with me, I'll kill you. Because I'm the one who started this.
Okay.
Remember? It was I who said every morning that we are in a hotel, we are working out.
Okay.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that.
So what's your hesitation? Why
I'm
are you,
not
why are you making gurgly?
I don't know if by the time we
sounds.
Get to the I may be, you know, running 5 miles. You gonna be able to hang with me?
No, I cannot hang with you, but just wake me up and say, Jeff, get your butt down to the gym.
Okay.
I'm out of here.
There you go. I'm not gonna let you sleep. I'm waking you up.
But
if I'm up at
like
5:45.
No, not at 5:45.
5:45.
Whatever the schedule says, look. All my workout goals are far less than yours, Steven.
Yes.
Mine are to work out.
Okay.
Yours are to do something significant. Mine are just to get my body moving.
Okay.
And so every he's shaking my arm back and forth.
There you go.
There.
The body move.
The body move.
You could call that a workout?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to work out.
No,
this afternoon.
Kidding you. I'll make sure that it's a decent hour for
and
you.
Trust me, there is where we're staying. We got, thank goodness, you listeners are so cool. So we got a guy who works for a certain hotel group that gets us a fantastic rate, and we are able to stay in the St. James part of London, which
Ooh.
Is down by Big Ben.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds good.
Dude, it's next Saint to Buckingham James. Palace. Do you think that's okay?
It was Jebubu.
We'll be hanging out
oh,
with the
that's
Queen.
France, I'm sorry.
We'll be hanging out with
really?
The Queen, yeah.
Can I go say hi to her?
You can.
Do they let me go into Buckingham Palace?
No.
I can't go into the palace?
No.
No. Just to say hi.
No.
I'm not going to be mean or anything.
Yeah, no.
I would bow.
Yeah, you damn straight you'll bow. Yes. And then they'll carry you out in handcuffs. Very nice of you to bend over and have your hands behind your back. Now we can cuff you easier.
Okay. I just
but
wanted to
we're right
say
there
hi.
By Westminster Abbey, so if you want to go to Mass, you can do that mm-hmm. whenever you want. It's right there. Right there, baby.
I want to ask Chrissy if she would come watch an American football game with me.
Chrissy?
No, I want to ask the Queen if she would come watch an American football game with me.
You know, that would be fun, but we're going to be in the press box, and she
but you don't think she would have her own suite?
That's what I'm saying. We're going to be in the press box. She would be in a suite.
But, with me, so I could explain the rules
now,
to her.
How easy a time did we have moving around Wembley last year?
Not very.
Oh, my gosh. That was horrible.
I got mom. Horrible.
We did. We got attacked.
Dude sent us pictures of
of
me.
Attacked? On the concourse level?
I'm getting attacked when the people come in and asking for autographs. And the picture with him and with the son that I took there and some other dudes, I took my picture with them. And I gave out far too many autographs for me to be giving out autographs. I don't even know what that was all about. But it was fun.
If anyone ever asks you for your autograph, just give it to them. I signed an autograph at 49ers camp.
Nice.
A kid just said, "Hey, Mr. Media Guy, will you sign this?"
Mr. Media Guy.
Well, because you're wearing a badge that says media. He's like, "Mr. Media Guy." I'm like, "Son, you understand what that means, don't you? That means that I just talk about the games. I'm not a player at all." He's like, yeah, that's cool. I just, no one signed anything yet. Well, as long as it's clear.
I love kids, man. Kids are the coolest.
They are. And you know what? Joe Nedney, I got another 49ers story to throw out there. Joe Nedney, one of the nicest guys in the world. He is the first one to sign, and he is the last one to leave signing. And he will. And he went in. Some kid was being obnoxious and said, "Could I have one of your shoes?" And so Nedney goes into the locker room, gets a cleat, brings it back out, and gave it to the kid.
Nice.
I love Joe Nedney.
Steven Jackson's giving away a pair of gold cleats today. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That makes somebody show up there.
He actually put a picture of them, and he's actually used them this year in training camp. He used them one day, and he's going to give them one.
Get out to training camps, people, if you get an opportunity. It's so much fun.
I remember taking Atlanta to Cowboys camp, and it was just the coolest.
Jordan still talks about going to Cowboys camp with you.
It's fun.
So, Adrian Peterson did not play this weekend. He said he's got a hammy that he's nursing.
I got a question for you, because this was very interesting with the whole Percy Harvin not being out, migraines, and the family issues, and and stuff. Someone sent an email. It's like, are the Minnesota Vikings reaping what they sow with this whole letting Brett Favre do this thing? Because now Adrian Peterson and Percy Harvin and some of these other guys are going to start feeling that they're above the law, too. They're such good players that they don't need to be out there in training camp, and they're going to miss time, and they'll come to camp whenever they want to.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that seems to me that
I think they're reaping what they sowed there with Brett Favre, but I don't know what else you do. I actually was listening to a bit of the last show where we basically said emphatically, when someone gets 20 years under their belt, multiple Super Bowl wins and Pro Bowl appearances and MVPs and as a first ballot Hall of Famer, they're welcome to be a diva.
Okay.
We said that in the last show, and I'm like, well, you know what, Percy? He's not a diva. You're not there yet.
And AP's got fumbleitis. Until he gets cured from the fumbleitis.
You need reps. Lots and lots of reps. You need guys ripping at the ball so that you can learn to secure this thing.
Sage didn't get in the game at all last year.
Yep.
At all.
None.
He was a...
His record was 0-0 with zero completions and a quarterback rating of 0.
Yeah.
So he's chasing Steven Jackson.
Tavares Jackson.
Yeah. Everybody chases Steven Jackson.
Yeah, you just got him on the brain because I said he's giving away gold cleats. They're nice, man.
Okay. I wouldn't wear them. But I would. I'm a white guy, so I can't.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm bound by law.
You cannot wear gold cleats.
That's my point. But trust me, as I watch Donald Fagan singing "Your Gold Teeth," I'll be thinking of Chris Johnson.
Oh, gold. Why? Why are you putting gold in your mouth?
Because you got so much of it, you don't know what to do with it.
I guess.
So much bling.
I guess.
I'll just line my mouth with it.
No, he doesn't. That's the whole deal.
He wants a new contract. He signed. He makes enough money.
Yes, I know. He signed for this 1 year. And he's actually now, he's throwing the gauntlet down to Tennessee. He said, "Next year, I do not play without a new contract."
And they said, "There may not be a season, so we'll cross that ground when we get there."
So we're cool.
So...
All right, so where do you see the Minnesota Vikings at?
I see with Sage Rosenfeld, Tavares Jackson, minus Brett Favre, I see this as a good team with a lot of weapons. They have a lot of weapons.
They do have a lot of weapons.
And it's so they've got them on both sides of the ball. They got them on the, they got a fantastic defense. As I said, we'd like to see him a little. I'd like to see him a little tighter against the pass.
Well, they brought in Lethal Shepherd.
Whoa, that's Boz Scaggs, and I'll be seeing him at the end of September.
Lethal Shepherd from the Jets. They brought in from Green Bay defensive end Mike Montgomery. Houston running back Ryan Moats, because you need some moats to protect your.
Always should have a moat to protect people.
Yes. I was actually thinking about building a moat right outside my front
house. You should. It'd be awesome. Then you just leave the front door open whenever you want.
Yeah.
You put crocodiles in the moat. You're like, you want to come in? Come on in.
Come on in.
Get past the crocs.
I'm not lowering the drawbridge. You're going to have to find a way to swim across.
Lower the drawbridge. Lower the drawbridge. Lower the drawbridge. Lower the drawbridge. I enjoyed that.
Okay. So not much going on. What was their?
Well, they have they're dinged up a lot. Vincente Chenecote's got a shoulder injury that he's.
What did you call him?
Chenecote.
Shienko.
Is it Shanko?
Yes.
So the eye is silent.
Yes.
Look, I've got one word for. There's two Mats that are the primary beat writers up there in San Francisco.
Yes.
And they're referred to as the Mats.
The Mats, Matt the Mats. 1 and Matt 2.
Right. There's
And Matt 2 would like you to know that just because he's called Matt 2, he's not any less significant than Matt 1.
But Matt,
and as a matter of fact, if you want to call him a different kind of Matt, you can, or Chocolate Thunder.
Okay. I guess that was a movie reference.
It was.
I guess.
You know, just flow with it.
I am. So
Matt 1 and Matt 2.
So there's
Go
Matt
ahead.
Maiocco, who works for Comcast Sports.
Okay.
And he does television stuff for them. He's their beat writer. And then there's the other Matt is Matt. Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be in trouble.
Matt.
Who does he work for? Maybe
Barnes. He works for the Sacramento Bee.
The Bee.
He works for the Bee.
Yes, I actually read something from Matt.
Yeah,
I actually quoted him on our blog.
He's the one who broke the Coffee story. Yes. He got an interview with Glenn Coffey. That was Matt's the other Matt's article.
That was
and
Sacramento
I actually thought about getting him on for the show today, but I knew we had too much to talk about, and we couldn't obsess about me being a 49ers camp more than we already have.
Yes,
by having Matt. See, it's B.
I could tell you immediately.
I know, but it's there. It can be pronounced two ways, and I pronounced it wrong both times, which is what's so funny about it, which is why I'm trying to get it right.
So you just
and as a result, I miss
Matt Barrows.
Yeah, and it is Barrows. It's not Barrows. It's Barrows.
Barrows. Yes,
and he is the nicest guy. He is the nicest guy. So Matt and Matt were both really cool to me. There was a reporter that wasn't cool to me, and he knows who he is. But
so,
what I loved, my favorite part of
non-cool,
my favorite part about 49ers camp, Stephen.
Yes.
Every morning and afternoon, there was a tall guy named Phil, and he just. This is my impersonation of him. Tight ends that led their team in third down conversions last year, five of them, the five tight ends that led their team in third down conversions, and then he just walks away. And you're supposed to run up to him with your guesses. And he's got his reporter's notebook, and he ticks them off. And all of them were football except for one. And it was so much fun. Quarterbacks who threw for so many yards in the decade of the 90s. And then he just walks away. And you're supposed to come up, oh, this guy. No, that's not it. And he's so cool. And so his trivia is like one of the highlights of the day for the reporters.
There you go.
He brings trivia, and it's so much fun. Those are the kinds of things that is fun about being a reporter and being able to be there at camp.
Right.
Is you get this little inside vibe about things, and it was totally goofy.
I like the inside vibe.
It is very cool. So we'll let you know how Chargers go this weekend as we will be in Dallas. Remember to represent, hold up some sort of Rants and Raves signage so we can find you.
Represent. So the Vikings, I still think they're going to win the division. I think they're the division winner material.
Regardless of Favre.
Regardless of Quattro.
Unless you see Green Bay show up at Philly and show you something.
And then I might change my mind.
Okay.
But for now, with or without Quattro, the Minnesota Vikings will win this division.
Quattro Cero. That's his age.
Yeah, that's my age too.
But it's a great age for you.
It is.
For a football player, can you imagine?
He's probably 68.
In human years?
In human years.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think he's probably younger than 40 in human years because the only way you can go out and do what he does.
Yeah, he may be. He's, you know.
He's a freak of nature, man.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm going on record right now. Show me. Give me a calendar.
You want a calendar?
I want a calendar right now.
It's right here.
Give it to me.
It's right here. You want the month? What do you want?
Monthly view.
Monthly view.
All right, here we
go. Remember, I go Monday through Sunday on my calendar. Don't be confused. Monday through Sunday.
Yeah. Why do you do that?
Because my weekends are together. I don't like the weekend wrapping on the calendar. That's a personal pet peeve.
Personal pet peeve.
September.
No. Go back to August.
August. Back to August.
And we are on the 17th and doom 24th. August 24th.
That's 1 week from today.
That's after their second preseason game. Brett Favre's back on the field.
Now, he's not going to if his ankle doesn't feel right.
That's right. But I
and
think
then that's why Peter King says look for week five. Week four would be the bye week for them.
Okay.
And they have an early bye, and he thinks that they come out of the bye week with a new quarterback.
Let me see. So you're saying you will go against the Saints, against the Dolphins, and against the Lions without Favre.
And it will be a logical transition at the bye week to change quarterbacks.
You could come out of there possibly at 1-2.
Absolutely.
You're going to hand Favre a 1-2 team?
And say, do what you do and take us to the playoffs.
Okay. He's Peter King.
I don't know that they need to be 1-2. I don't know why they can't be 2-1. They lose to the Saints, but then it's at home against Miami and at home against Detroit.
The Dolphins.
I do not believe that highly in the Dolphins. This Minnesota Viking team.
They were on your
Brett
short
Favre.
List at one point. Don't make me go
find the clip. Find the clip. And you will find that several people misheard or I misspoke. I can't guarantee either.
It's the I misspoke. Defense.
Well, yeah, that would be what it is, because trust me, the Dolphins, I don't like Miami as a region.
Yeah, no, okay. Why? Because there's a lot of Latinos there? You got a problem with Latinos? Because I will smack you in the head.
Anyone who speaks Spanish, I hate. Oh, wait, I speak Spanish. Oh, man. Well, that doesn't work at all.
Just hate yourself, then.
I do.
All right, that's it. I like the Minnesota Vikings to win the division. I think they can win 12 games, maybe even more.
I believe that they'll be at 11 and they will get a wild card spot.
That I don't think so. I think they win the division. I don't think that they will win home field advantage in the conference, but they'll win the division. It's gonna be tough, and I'm just messing around with you. Even with Favre out, I don't think that they have a problem. They have a problem maybe with the Saints, but they don't have a problem with the Dolphins or the
exactly.
Lions.
They will, especially at home.
I do think it would be really bad, though, for the organization to wait till week five or week any time after the season starts to hand the reins to Brett Favre.
All you're telling your existing quarterbacks is we have no faith in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
None. We have less than none.
You don't have anyone behind them who will then be able to take the reins out.
But here's the deal, Steven. I want to get this on the board because I will be saying this frequently. This coming draft has some of the best quarterbacks that we've seen in a long time.
Okay.
That is why I suspected that San Francisco took a quarterback in like the 7th round or 8th round or something like that. They know, and that's why Alex Smith is going to be given this season with the team.
It's your year. Shine.
And if you don't, we will replace you next year in the draft, period. And there's several teams that are doing that. They're waiting for this draft class because there is 4 legitimate starters coming out of college football this year.
Okay.
And I think that makes it really interesting. And so a lot of people, I think they overestimate what people really expect at the quarterback position. And maybe Minnesota is willing to do that, just shoot themselves completely in the foot at the quarterback position with Brett Favre because they know that they're going to go out and get somebody else because they're not interested in these guys.
Well, regardless, I do believe whatever happens, this is his last. If this is his last year, it's his last year.
Mm. I don't know. If he plays again, who knows? And he stays alive, who knows?
And he stays alive.
Seriously. Well, that's the thing. I mean, he's putting a lot on Steve Hutchinson and Jay Sullivan and Anthony Herrera to keep him alive and protected. And especially on the blind side, Bryant McKinney. He has got to protect Brett Favre. Do not allow the Saints to do what they did to him last year, which was to nearly make him a cripple.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, they ban. He may not. I'll let him slide if he misses the Saints opener.
That rematch, man, where that defense just wants to beat on you some more. Yeah. We weren't done beating on you, Grandpa. I'll come back out here.
Yeah, you come back against Miami, bro. He'll be all right.
Man, my hat's off again to Sean Payton giving up some of his own money to bring in defensive coordinator
Greg Williams.
Yep. That was a brilliant move that made this a Super Bowl team. I
want to watch the John Gruden thing.
The interview. Where, the Gruden's Tuesday on ESPN. Next Tuesday on ESPN. Do not miss it. Gruden's got to sit down.
Camp.
With
Sean Payton and Breeze, Drew Brees.
And Sean Payton. And they sit down around the little round table and have a discussion about how the season went. And that will be awesome with
and
Coach.
Why he decided to do the onside kick coming out of the half.
Oh, can't wait to hear that story.
He's going
to
say,
cannot wait.
I just fell into my gut. It was a gut feeling.
Well, you know, they both got books to pimp, so that's the perfect form for it.
And buy the books. Why aren't they on the show pimping their book?
I don't know, but I want to thank Stevie for giving me for my birthday last weekend.
Yes.
Blood, Sweat, and Chalk, the Ultimate Football Playbook, How the Great Coaches Built Today's Game by Tim Layden. Of Sports Illustrated, SI Press.
Now,
put this
I have to admit, it's not signed. I did look at the inside cover though, because the inside cover has
All the diagrams. It's a tree. It's a coaching tree.
It's what he calls the web of coaches, Jeffrey.
I love that.
However, in the web of coaches,
is there someone missing?
I can't find
the big ones:
Bill
North
Parcells.
Turner, Don Coryell, Glenn Eisen, Tiger Eisen, Pop Warner. Urban Meyer, Barry Switzer, Sam Weich, Monty Kiffin, Bill Walsh, Mike Holmgren, Andy Reid, Dick LeBeau, Daryl Royal, Bill Yeoman. My gosh.
So I want you to read it, and after you finish reading the book, tell me why Bill Parcells is not in one of those big circles.
Interesting.
Okay.
So is he in a smaller circle?
He's not in a circle, period.
He's uncircled.
He's not in the web.
Not pictured here.
I guess maybe because he's not a current coach?
No.
Barry Switzer's not a current
coach. You going to tell me that Bill Walsh is a current coach? Well, he's dead.
Yeah, so I don't know. So read it and let me know.
I shall. It shall begin being read today.
All right, Jeffrey, that's all the time we have.
That's too bad.
Any other news? We got some stuff that we're going to put up.
Do we?
You're going to put up your pictures from camp and some audio clips from camp that you will clean
and from
up
my
for
clamps.
Us. And your clamps are very nice, by the way.
Thanks.
And we will be back next week with the NFC South.
And we'll go into a little bit more detail about the preseason games that were played because they're becoming more meaningful.
Yes. Very, very interesting there.
And I think Homer Simpson said it best.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
All right, that's all the time we have for you. Thank you for listening to the NFC North Assessment. This has been Stephen Miranda.
And Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves.
Thanks for listening.
Good night.